pitch swung on and missed by Kitron. Gronowski has thrown 33 pitches now, and 27 of them have been strikes. And he's not grooving them, but he does have that good fastball. There it is on the inside part of the plate. And he's out in front 0-2. Kitron reached on an error by Chris Brew back in the second. Took something off that curveball. Strike three. Fourth strikeout for the left-hander, and it brings up Jared Valenzuela. He was one of the strikeout victims back in the second. He's a little guy, right-handed hitter. Takes that pitch over for a called strike. Valenzuela awaits that one. A ball, 1-1. He's attending Laney College, playing ball at Laney. 5'6", 170-pounder. Swings and bounces it to Brew. Brew's going to take it himself, step on the bag for out number two. That'll bring up Isaiah Fuller. Similar to his last start, and I'm going off memory here, but the neat thing about Kronowski is that if he's not striking them out, they're not hitting the ball up in the air. This one's bounced, and Kronowski comes off the mound to field it, has all day, makes the throw a little wide, but Brew is able to stick on the bag, and that's out number three. So three up, three down here in the fifth. Cole 45's holding that 2-0 lead. You're listening to Summer Collegiate Baseball, brought to you by Redding House of Realty on KCNR.
Hi, I'm Dan Scott, owner of Eagle Eye Painting. Spring is traditionally a time for home improvement projects. A new paint job is a great place to start. At Eagle Eye Painting, we handle interior, exterior, and cabinets. Plus, we offer minor repairs for drywall and dry rot. We are fully licensed, bonded, insured, and do residential and commercial painting. Please visit our website at danscottpainting.com and read the customer reviews. Then give us a call at 400-5152 to schedule a free estimate. We would love the chance to do a great job for you. Call us today, 400-5152, Eagle Eye Painting.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004, but our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
You're listening to Colt 45 Baseball on AM 1460 KCNR.
Well, we're in the bottom of the fifth inning. Colt 45 is looking to add to that 2-0 lead. It'll be Roop, Tweet, and Brew. Batting off the right-hander, Fred Cito. Colt 45's got a run in the second. A couple of errors certainly helped the cause there. An RBI single by Bayena brought it in. In the third, wild pitches helped, but again a single by Eamon Velarde brought it in. A clutch two-out single, in fact. Now here in the fifth, Roop to lead it off. He singled in the first and singled in the third. Roop awaiting the pitch from Cito. Took something off that when he was way out in front, 1-1. Here comes the 1-1 delivery. Swung on, hit slowly towards short. Fielded by King. He makes the throw. Roop makes it closer than it probably should have been, because he has good speed getting down the line. Out number one, that brings it up Tanner Tweet. Tanner hit the ball hard, a 6-4-3 double play in the first. Popped out to right field in the third. I'm sure he's glad to be back behind the plate tonight, catching for the first time this summer. He needs his offense to get back to where he had it. Fastball swung on, slow roller to second this time. Fielded by Valenzuela, throws it to first, and they get tweet easily. That's 4-3 in the book. And it brings up Chris Brew. Brew reached on an error by the third baseman in the second, flew to right field, also a pop-up to right in the third. We're just starting to get to the point where the sun is starting to throw some shadows from the west onto the field, but still mostly a sun field. First pitch is bounced up there to Brew.
Guess what? I got a fever. And the only prescription.
Appreciate you being with us tonight, wherever you are. Hope you're enjoying your weekend. It's a good summer weekend. There's a fastball. Fouled that one back. 1-1. Brew. Also trying to get back in a groove. He's been struggling. Swings and hits that one towards left center field. Turning and watching. Does it have distance? It does. It's out of here. Just to the left of the 358 sign. That'll break a slump for you, won't it, big guy? Chris Brew's fifth home run of the season. That puts him in the lead for the club and gives the Colt 45s a 3-0 lead. It was just a matter of, since he was hitting it to the deepest part of the park, was it going to get out of here? Or one of the deep parts, the deepest part on the left side. So Brew goes yard for the fifth time. Nice short stroke with some power there. And that brings up Velarde. He had that clutch two-out RBI single his last time up. He's 1-for-2 tonight. Again batting last against Cito. No action in the pen for either team. Cito's thrown 57 pitches, and he's not hurt himself, really, with except a couple of wild pitches. That one swung on, missed. He walked a guy in the first, but they got out of that on a – they got a double play to get out of that inning. Hardest hit ball, obviously, the one that Brew just launched. Here's a 1-1 pitch. That's inside 2-1. Left-handed batting Velarde. Bases are now empty. Swings at that one. Just got it off the edge of the bat. Fouled it off. 2-2. McCoy on deck if he can get a chance to bat this inning. Eamon waits. And here's the 2-2 delivery. Curveball swung on, hit sharply towards center field. Thompson in left center runs it down and makes a good running catch for out number 3. So Velarde hit it on the nose, but a good solid play by their center fielder. The Colt 45s get a run on Chris Brew's fifth home run of the summer, giving them a 3-0 lead over the Indians of Fairfield. You're listening to Summer Collegiate Baseball on KCNR.
Life is about what you put into it. It's also about what you leave out. That's why we serve ham with no antibiotics, ever. Wholesome by Jersey Mike's. Be a sub above. Go big or go home. What kind of choice is that? Go big and stay home with Jersey Mike's, delivered by Uber Eats. Having it all by Jersey Mike's. Be a sub above.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
And now back to more Colt 45 Baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
Top of the sixth inning now. We're just motoring right along. Peter Kranowski getting the ball after his last warm-up toss. handed to him by Julian Kodama, his future teammate at Seattle University. Colt 45's leading this one 3-0. 3 runs, 7 hits, 1 error. No runs, 2 hits, 2 errors for Fairfield. An update on that Dodgers game. Hyunjin Ryu was still pitching in the eighth, and the Red Sox got to him. Martinez and Bogarts hit back-to-back homers, so they've gone to their bullpen. That game's now tied at 4. We'll keep you updated. Cole Santos, left-handed batter, takes first couple pitches, and they're both strikes, 0-2. Everything seems to be working for Peter Kronowski tonight so far. 4 strikeouts. That one's a ball. Hasn't walked a batter. And he's given up a couple of hits. Here's the 1-2. Outside corner, didn't miss by much. Tweet held it there. Yep, Tanner Tweet back behind the plate. There's a 2-2 delivery coming. He's setting up inside this time. Kodowski didn't hit the mark. That one's 3-2. Pitch count is very good for Kronowski, only 43 right now, and we're in the sixth inning. There's a fastball. He got that one by him. Strike 3. Strikeout number 5 of the night for Kronowski. And that brings up Andrew Shaw. Shaw, their right fielder. He takes the first pitch, and it hits him on the foot, I think. There's a breaking ball inside. He didn't exactly try to move, but then again, nobody does in college ball. Just kind of hooked into his foot. So first hit batter of the game for Colt 45's pitching. That would be Kronowski. Have a base runner now. Mickey Nunez comes to the plate. Nunez, one of the guys that has played here in this park before. Last year in 4 games against Colt 45s, he hit well here. 467 with a homer and an RBI in 15 at-bats against the Colt 45s. Left-handed batter takes first pitch for a ball. Yesterday he was 2-for-5, and he's 0-for-2 tonight. Bounced to first and bounced to second. Kronowski throws. They got him picked off. Bruce throw down to shortstop Brendan Roop, who's throwing him back. Bruce should be able to chase him down, and he does. He tags him out for the second out of the inning. So Shaw caught stealing, picked off by Kronowski. See if I can recreate that one. 1-3 to 6-3 on the putout. So that's the second out of the inning. So, a night where things are going right for the Colt 45s. And a ball and no strikes the count on the batter Nunez. He shows bunt, but bunts it right back to Kronowski. Gets by Kronowski, and he got his glove on it, actually. If Peter doesn't touch it, McCoy might have been able to get him because it was actually bunted pretty hard. It wasn't a great bunt, except for the end result. It'll be an infield hit. And that'll bring up Tyler Thornley. So you have the element of surprise going there. Peter just thought he could get it. If he gets it, he's able to throw him out. But if he lets it go, Connor McCoy probably had a good shot at getting him. That's fastball, just misses away, 1-0. Here comes the next one. Swings and misses that one. 1-1. Thornley wears the jaw protection on his helmet on his left side. He's a right-handed batter. Chases the changeup away. 1-2 the count. Jason Hayward's the one who comes to mind. I know he'd missed a bunch of games when you're after a horrible instance of being hit in the face. And hitters, more and more hitters use it. Swings at a curveball, strike 3, and Kranowski gets out of not one, but two jams, mini jams either way, with good pitching. No runs. There was a hit and a hit batter, but a man picked off and a couple strikeouts mixed in there. One man left on base. We'll go to the bottom of the sixth. Colt 45 still holding on to that 3-0 lead. You're listening to Summer Collegiate Baseball on KCNR.
When you're looking at a pet to your family, Haven Humane Society is a place to start. Hi, this is Mark from Haven to tell you that shelter pets make the best pets. With kittens, puppies, dogs, cats, bunnies, guinea pigs, hamsters, snakes, birds, and more, Haven has a pet that is the right fit for your family. We also provide education, training, spaying and neutering, dog licensing, and so much more. If you're looking for a way to help, our amazing volunteers have fun with the animals while helping us to save lives. For more information, call 241-1653 or visit havenhumane.org. Like us on Facebook and follow our progress as we work towards a day with no more homeless pets in the North State.
Hey guys, I'm Bob the Drop. Welcome to my podcast. Do you like water? If you do, you're going to love me. I'm pure and simple. I'm talking refreshing. Yeah. Spent 500 years in a glacier. Boy, was that cold. I never was and never will be tap water. Nope. Bottled at the source, the base of Mount Shasta. Yep, pure and simple. Naturally the best. You can try me by calling 1-800-922-6227. Mount Shasta Spring Water.
And now back to more Colt 45 Baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
We're already in the bottom of the sixth. This game brought to you by Redding House of Realty. Connor McCoy, Kyle Schrodel, and Andy Bayena leading it off against Fred Cito. Yep, indeedy, we are moving along. We'll take it. We might even get this thing, we could get this thing done before the sun even gets down, but I'm not hoping on that. Colt 45's play again on Thursday night. That'll be a first of four against the Portland All-Stars. Their games against the Humboldt Crabs were canceled due to a field conflict over on the coast. So the All-Stars will be here Thursday night, and we'll have those games for you Thursday through Sunday. First pitch to McCoy is over for a strike. Neither team has anybody up in their bullpen. No one pitch. That was a curveball, missed away, 1-1. Now starting to get some of the shadows streaking across the infield, going across the pitcher. We usually deal with those in the first and second innings on a normal game time start, but since we started an hour early and we're really moving along, that one's a little low. Not used to seeing that this late in the ballgame. McCoy looks down, two balls and a strike, looks down to his third base coach. Here's the pitch. Takes that one on the inside corner, 2-2. And this next delivery, breaking ball away, 3-2. So the Colt 45s have had a base runner, at least a base runner in every inning. They got their first run in the second after an error, fly out, single, fielder's choice, and another single. They got another run in the third, RBI single by Velarde with two outs. And then last inning, Chris Brew met up with one, took it deep, just to the left of the 358 sign into the net in left field. Now here's McCoy, full count, leading things off in the sixth. Outside ball four. Only the second walk issued in the game. First walk since the first issued by Cito. And Kyle Schrodel comes to the plate. Kyle has come up with some pretty big hits for the Colt 45s this year. A little insurance this thing would certainly be good. First pitch to him, misses. A ball and no strikes. Pretty quiet out here, but still a good Sunday crowd. You can hear a helicopter hovering above. That one's over for a strike, 1-1. Not a drone. It's a helicopter. A little too loud to be a Anything but a helicopter. Cito looks in. He's now mostly covered in shadow. And then when he throws, his arm goes through the sun. Breaking ball outside corner called for a strike, 1-2. McCoy has good speed at first. Now here comes the 1-2. That's a pretty good lead. He's going. Low pitch, gets away from the catcher. McCoy slides in head first anyway. Stolen base. McCoy's seventh steal of the year in just 15 games. He'll get some dirt out of his britches after sliding in head first. And now Schrodel has a 2-2 pitch coming. With a man in scoring position and nobody out. Bottom six. Curveball swung on, missed. He got him. Strike three. So that is the third strikeout by Cito. And it brings up the nine-hitter, Andy Bayena. 1-for-2 tonight, RBI single in the second. He struck out in the fourth. Tyler Thompson on deck. Light breeze picks up now out towards left. Cito checks the runner, checks him again. Now delivers. Bayena shows bunt. It's a ball, 1-0. Bayena again stands in fairly wide stance, open stance. Slender right-handed hitter. Shows bunt again, pulls back again, 2-0. First baseman is well in on the grass. Third baseman at normal depth of the runner on second. It's essentially, Bayena just would want to get it probably past the pitcher or a dead bunt on the third base side. Past the pitcher on the third base side, if he were to bunt. He was swinging away there, fouls it off, 2-1. Looks at Biz for a sign over in the third base box. And here's a 2-1 delivery. Swings and hits it sharply, 2-3rd. Runner, third baseman looks him back. The throw to first, they get the runner there, and then they throw it back to third. McCoy, safe, sliding into third base. I tell you, Fuller almost pulled off that bag over there at first, trying to hurry his throw to get the runner at third. So good hustle and speed by McCoy. For Bayena, it just goes down as a 5-3, but with McCoy's speed, it didn't really hurt. Now you have a guy at third base and two outs, needing another clutch two-out hit. The left-handed batter is 1-for-3 today. He doubled in the fourth. That one's over for a strike. Cito now nearing 80 pitches on the night. No ball, one strike count. Big kick. That was a curve. Missed. 1-1. With two outs here in the sixth, Colt 45 is looking for some insurance with a man at third, leading 3-0. Cito's pitch. Bounced that up there, but the catcher kept it in front of him. Thornley pounces on it. Runner not going anywhere. Tyler Thompson asks for a moment to get in the box, get set. He does. Cito now ready. He'll try again. 2-1. Inside. 3-1. Colt 45's hoping to string something together here. Still no action in their bullpen. Here comes the 3-1 pitch. Just missed outside, ball four. Second walk of the inning, third walk of the game for Cito. Now men on the corners with two outs, and Left-handed hitting Julian Kudama comes to the plate. A rarity, Kudama hitless on the day. He has had a base hit in every game he has played for the Colt 45s. And the way he hits, you think he could probably do it all summer. Since he can't hear me, I'm not really jinxing him. If you're asking me not to do that. Pretty good lead over at first. Thompson's a good base runner. He's going. No, he's not. He faked me out. Trying to draw a throw. Pitch was low ball. In this situation, the only reason to do it would be to, with two outs, maybe be able to score on an extra base hit. But that pitch swung on line towards center field. Thompson will have to play it on the bounce. Tyler Thompson will chug over to third. Now the ball gets away from the shortstop on the relay. The cutoff man, and Tyler Thompson is able to score. The throw down to second. Kadama is out there, but Julian gets another hit. He extends his hitting streak to two. Excuse me. He gets two RBIs. Extends his hitting streak to 16 games and is ultimately thrown out. But McCoy and Thompson score, and the Colt 45s now have a 5-0 lead. That's some good fortune right there, and a good piece of hitting by Kudama. We'll head to the top of the seventh. Colt 45's up 5-0 on Fairfield. You're listening to Summer Collegiate Baseball on KCNR.
North Valley Distributing, a local electrical wholesaler, has been in business since 1983, serving Northern California, Southern Oregon, and Western Nevada. North Valley Distributing is a major supplier for the industrial and construction markets with same-day delivery. North Valley Distributing, a local electrical wholesaler on Crossroads Drive right here in Reading. Call 222-1500. That's 222-1500.
Colonoscopy is the most effective method of screening for colon cancer and is the only procedure that can both detect and prevent cancer in just one procedure. Take-home tests can miss up to 1 in 12 of colon cancers and most precancerous polyps. These tests do not prevent colon cancer. Only a colonoscopy can do that by removing polyps before they become cancerous. When caught early, the survival rate of colon cancer is 90%. This public service message is brought to you by Reading Endoscopy Center. Call them at 530-246-7000 or visit readingendoscopy.com.
And now back to more Colt 45's baseball action on KCNR AM 1460.
Top of the seventh for Peter Kronowski. He'll face their 3-4-5 hitters, Cole Thompson, Braxton King, and Jackson Keetron. Fairfield Indians in town for the second game of two here. The two teams will meet again near the end of the season for two games on the 1st and 2nd of August. So leading it off, Thompson. A 5-4-3 double play is last time up. He's grounded to third both times. First pitch over for a strike. Asks for a little moment to get in the box, get set. He wears gray cleats. Don't see those that often. That one's fouled back to the screen. They match the visitors' pants, that's for sure. Kronowski out in front 0-2. Peter just no change in his emotion out there. He's thrown 54 pitches, 41 for strikes. He bounces that one out there, so call it 55 and 41 for strikes. Ball and two strikes the count. And we are in the seventh inning. Eamon Velarde had the longest start of the year for the Colt 45s. They haven't had a complete game. And that's usually predicated on pitch count. Being summer, guys are working on things. This young guy is a teenager still. Sure don't want to overwork him, but when he's only throwing those 56 pitches, you know, he's just going to keep going. Sure, until he gets 80 or something. There's a changeup way out in front, strike three. So, Kronowski seems to be getting better as he goes along. Seven strikeouts now. And it brings up their cleanup hitter, Braxton King. He doubled back in the second, struck out in the fourth. Right-handed batter, open stance, way out in front of the first pitch, 0-1. Next pitch, bounces it off the plate and off himself, so it's 0-2 the count. Quickly out in front. Looks like we might have a pinch hitter coming up next. Looks like Duncan may be batting. O-2 delivery. Change it up. Got him. Strike three. Third straight strikeout for Kronowski, and that'll bring up the pinch hitter, Davey Duncan. So Duncan, pinch hitting. Talked to him before the game. He just finished his playing career at Holy Names University and just trying to keep playing baseball. Right-handed batter, looked really good behind the plate last night. Was very impressed with him. And I asked him, being from the North Bay, from the Bay Area, if he was any relation to Dave Duncan. Of course, caught for the A's. He was a longtime pitching coach of the A's in Oakland. He said, nope. He said, it's been a while since anybody asked him, but yeah, he's been asked that all his life. And he considers it an honor. I'm guessing his parents must have liked the A's. I didn't ask him that, but there you have it. Fouled off the first pitch, 0-1. Here's the next pitch from Kronowski. Fastball hit the mitt, 0-2. He's seeing a little different pitcher, I think, than, well, Kronowski has been as good as anybody starting this season tonight, and he's been solid in most of his starts. 0-2. Off speed, plate bouncer towards second. Fielded by McCoy. He'll get Duncan easily. Three up, three down. We're going to the bottom of the seventh. You believe it's seventh inning stretch time already? Colt 45s with a 5-0 lead over the Fairfield Indians. You're listening to Colt 45s Baseball on KCNR.
If you're looking for the accountability of a personal trainer, the energy and camaraderie of a group, and a budget-conscious price tag, then our team training at Adamson's Peak Performance is for you. We've got your fitness needs covered with five types of time-efficient, 30-minute team training workouts. Mix and combine these challenging strength and conditioning sessions to enhance sports performance, build muscle, burn fat, and sculpt the body you've been dreaming of. AdamsonsPeakPerformance.com or call us at 221-8006.
The McConnell Foundation is pleased to sponsor this year's Colt 45 season. We support hometown baseball in South City Park, part of the heart of Reading. Families, local businesses, and nonprofits make this community event successful. The McConnell Foundation believes the best way to build community is to support it together. Baseball is for everyone, from little leaguers to senior games. Thank you for rooting for our home team. Go Colt 45s!
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene.
But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/changetheculture.
You're listening to Colt 45 Baseball on AM 1460 KCNR.
Yep, finishing up a nice seventh inning stretch here at the ballpark. Colt 45's on top 5-0 over the Fairfield Indians. Summer Collegiate Woodbat Baseball brought to you today by Reading House of Realty. Colt 45's will have Brendan Roop, Tanner Tweet, and Chris Brew coming up. And I mentioned that the 3-4-5 hitters in the lineup had been struggling. Well, Roop's shown signs of breaking out of it tonight with a couple of hits. And Brew has a homer his last time up, so maybe it'll be Tanner's turn this inning. And they have certainly gotten the offense they needed. Some defensive changes, and we'll figure out who goes where in just a minute. It looks like, let's see. Well, we'll get those defensive changes here in a minute, and we'll just try to relay them on to you. Ike Brown at first base. So Ike Brown goes in for Fuller at first base. Brown started yesterday's game. And they're giving those lineup changes now. Now the Fast King's trying to figure out about the changes here. Duncan hit for Keaton, and it looks, I'm not sure if he's over at third. They've moved some guys around, so. Well, Duncan did, yeah, he hit for Keaton, who was the third baseman. So. And that doesn't look like Duncan over at third right now. That looks like it's still Keaton. They got to figure it all out. Fasking has his lineup card in hand, and he's going over to talk to the while they sort it all out. And the first baseman, Ike Brown, is chiming in. Trying to get in an argument with his manager. Not getting in an argument, but now we're trying to figure out who's going to go where. Brown now may go to a different position. That's probably what's going to happen. Brown went and got his glove. Now they're going to move this. This is getting exciting. Just kidding. Braxton King will go over to second. So Brown will play third. And Nunes is staying as DH. Wait a minute, I think he came into the game. So that means they would lose their DH under the new DH, under the DH rules currently. Well, I'll just wait right here with you and we'll figure this out. Hey, how about an update on that Dodgers game? Mookie Betts is batting right now off Garcia, Yimi Garcia, for the Dodgers. 4-4 game, bottom of the ninth. They have a man at second base at Fenway Park. This all after Hyunjin Ryu had a 4-2 lead going into the bottom of the eighth and gave up back-to-back home runs. So that was a toughie. So they're sorting it out, but I think it's going to come, I think it's going to relate to bringing the designated hitter in to play in the field. And once you do that, you lose that DH and the pitcher bats. And your pitcher is Cito. Oh, I'm not really sure who's where, but I know our scorekeeper's going to let us know, right? I know Brown's at third, because I saw him swap over. I know King went to second. And it might be Valenzuela over at short. Nope, I don't believe it is. Not one swung on and missed, but as Brandon Roop finally gets a chance to bat off of Cito. They do have some action out in the pen. And the 1-1 pitch swung on, hit sharply towards short, fielded there. Low throw, scooped out over at first base nicely by Davey Duncan. So that answers the question where Davey is. Davey's at first. All right, we got that part figured out. And that must have been Duncan who was at, I don't know where they had Duncan, to be honest, in all of that. but we don't really have a press box communication thing. It's just, you know, we're at a high school college field. So sometimes it is hard to get those changes because there's no official communication between the umpire, and all he can do is try to turn around and point him out. Now Tanner Tweed up. That one's a little bit low. First pitch was a ball as well, so 2-0 the count. Bottom of the third, Colt 45 to the 5-0 lead. Kronowski spinning a shutout, still in the game. Tweet takes that one on the inside corner, 2-0 count. Didn't matter. That wasn't what he was looking for. He was looking for something out over the plate that he could drive. Playing him pretty shallow out in right field. could be dangerous for Shaw. Tweet has opposite field power, power to all fields. Hits that one sharply to third. Well played by Brown. Long throw. He got him. So Brown, who didn't even warm up over there, fits in nicely. And that's out number two.
Christopher Brew!
So now Chris Brew comes to the plate. He homered. Solo shot with two outs. Colt 45s have come up with four runs with two out hits tonight. And that's something that that's a good sign in the clutch. First pitch is over for a strike. A couple of ground outs to start things. That was a boo-boo. He just bounced it up there. 1-1. You like that official term I use, a boo-boo pitch? That was a boo-boo. Fans of all ages can understand what that means. They have a right-hander throwing in the bullpen. So my guess is that maybe the last inning for Cito. He's showing signs of some wear. Last couple of innings, going deeper into the counts. He walked a couple of guys last inning. But he's pitched well. First run was not his fault. And just tired a little bit last inning. Swung on, hit sharply towards short. Fielded there. The throw, he got him. So, three up, three down inning after all the hubbaloo about who's going to be where on the field. It worked out just fine for the Fairfield Indians. We'll go to the top of the eighth. Kronowski working on the shutout. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR.
Dude, look what just popped up on my timeline.
Dude, I was just thinking about the Charbroiled Double Deals from Carl's Jr. California Classic Double Cheeseburger, Jalapeno Double Cheeseburger, and Double Cheeseburger.
Three mouthwatering burgers for only $2.99 each.
How did they know we were starving?
How did they know I only have about $2.99 in my wallet?
It's the algorithm, man. He knows everything.
Whoa, wait. Who's the algorithm?
Charbroiled Double Deals. Only at Carl's Jr. Available for a limited time. Price and participation may vary. Price higher in Alaska and Hawaii. Tax not included.
Morgan Stanley values long-term relationships with its clients.
Rick Hill and Rory Greek, financial advisors of Morgan Stanley's Reading office, know that building relationships begins with getting to know each client. Everyone has different goals, from planning for retirement to saving for a child's education.
Rick and Rory with the Pathfinder Group at Morgan Stanley can create personal investment strategies to help you meet your retirement, education, wealth transfer, and other financial needs. So call Rick or Rory at 223-4200. That's 223-4200.
Investments and services are offered through Morgan Stanley Smith Barney, LLC. Member SIPC.
And now back to more Colt 45 Baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
5-0, Colt 45's with the lead. Tonight's game brought to you by Redding House of Realty. Colt 45's on top of the Fairfield Indians, and yes, we're being drowned out, as has become the norm. I don't understand the fascination, and I have nothing against Neil Diamond, but this Boston Red Sox thing about playing this song, this has become popular, I guess. I'd rather tell you about the game. And the Colt 45s have 5 runs, 8 hits, and 1 error. The Fairfield Indians, no run, 3 hits, and 3 errors. And I have solved the great mystery of shortstop. It's K.J. Loud. K.J. Loud moved into shortstop. He started there last night. So a little right-handed batter, a little guy, 5 feet 5 inches tall. He's got some pop after watching him in batting practice today. So Loud going to bat here in the eighth for Valentine's spot. Right-handed batter. Asks for time. He's wearing a white batter's helmet. Only one on the team does. That one's over for a strike. 1-1. Loud was 1-for-4 with a couple of RBI last night. Gets set in the box. Here's the 1-1 from Kronowski. Curveball over for strike two. Peter just continues to throw strikes. He's looks like all three pitches are working well for him. And that's what it takes to be a successful starting pitcher. You can't get by with just two. You can't get by with just one. See what he brings here. That was a fastball up. Good location. Fouled back out of play. And a good job by Loud to just put it in play, or rather stay alive. And Peter hasn't really had to reach back for that extra juice on his fastball tonight. He's just moved it around, spotted it well. 1-2, went with the breaking ball, and Loud hit it up the middle for a base hit. Just kind of hung that curve there. Hasn't done that often tonight. Loud did not let him get away with it. So it's a leadoff single. That is just the fourth hit of the game. Off the big left-hander. A little bit of stirring now out in the bullpen, just based on how far along we are. I believe Velarde went eight innings in a game earlier this year. The pitch numbers are low still, 68 for Kronowski. Now the big right-handed batter Brown comes in. He's out of Contra Costa. Brown last night was 1-for-4 with a couple runs scored. Swings and pops it foul out of play right side. On their stats, in the eight games on their stat sheet, he hit 360 for them. All of their games are not on their stat sheet, but that tells you what he normally delivers for them. He's a sophomore at Contra Costa, just finishing up there. They had him listed at 6'2", 250, but he told me he's 220. Now they've got the runner picked off second, off first base. They did it again. Well done, Colt 45. As I'm looking down, Kronowski and Tweet have been solid there. Tweet actually running down to back up the play at first. Peters done it all night except bat. So now Brown batting with one out, and the base is empty. That one's away, 2-1. So two guys picked off tonight by Kronowski. Basically, runners going, and they didn't read his move, and he got them. Picked them off, trying to steal. That one misses away, 3-1. Big left-hander with a 3-1 delivery. Oh, fastball just missed. Oh, no, it was over. Excuse me, 3-2. I'm like, oh, my goodness. Did he not call that a strike? Not sure what Brown was looking for, but I guess he didn't like the location. Here's a 3-2. Big leg kick there. And that one didn't miss by much. And that's ball four. So for Kronowski, it's just his first walk of the game. He hit a batter. And really was pretty close on that pitch. And brings up a pinch, Cole Santos. He bounces it to second. Fielded by McCoy. Throws to first and gets in the runner, moves up to second. It was just hit very slowly, so Brown was moving along. So he's at second on the fielder's choice. Santos out 4-3. Second out of the inning. And it brings up Andrew Shaw. So Shaw has worn multiple, he's been given multiple uniforms this weekend. He was 19 last night. He was 17 on the roster. He was 19 in the lineup card, and then they changed it to 28. I'm guessing somebody forgot to bring his jersey, or it got lost in the wash. That happens. Summer ball. First pitch misses the ball, 1-0. Brown out at second. Kronowski not really worried about him, but McCoy trying to give him some lip service, keep him close. It would be unwise for Brown to try to steal. He doesn't have a big lead. Kronowski has a good fastball, and he delivers that one over for a strike. It comes a 1-1 pitch now. Kronowski looks comfortable out there. He's working with Tweet for the first time in a game. Behind the plate. 1-1. That was a curve that missed away, 2-1. Shaw also played against the Colt 45s last year, a couple of the games in the series. That one missed away, 2-2. He was 0-for-7 in games here against the Colt 45s last year. But he had a couple of hits last night. 2-2. Runner is going. Fouled off. So Brown gonna chug back to second, but Kronowski not, I guess, paying close enough attention to him. A little risky. One of those cardinal rules of baseball: never get caught stealing third. Never make the third out of third. Because you figure he runs well. Figure a base hit will bring him in. And I was saying earlier that their roster lists him at 250. He gave me a hard time before the game. Says I'm about 220. So I corrected that. Slow ball hit towards second. The roller fielded by McCoy. He throws it on to first. That is out number three. And Brown is left on base here. In the eighth, they pick up one hit. But Kronowski picks off his second base runner of the game. Colt 45's leading 5-0. We're going to the bottom of the eighth. And you're listening to Summer Collegiate Baseball on KCNR.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard to find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Colt 45's baseball comes your way exclusively on KCNR Shasta Redding.
Well, the new pitcher, Jason Pacchiai, comes in. Last night he certainly did the job with the bases loaded and the possible winning run at the plate after a big inning for the Colt 45s. He came in and just threw three heaters. Blew them right by the Colt 45s hitter, Vanna, and wound up getting a save for that. So the right-hander has completed his warm-up tosses. So he replaces Cito, who pitched well. 7 innings, 8 hits, gave up 3 earned runs, 3 walks, and 3 strikeouts. Eamon Velarde, Connor McCoy, and Kyle Schrodel due to hit. Here in the bottom of the eighth, Colt 45's just moseying along. Kronowski with a terrific game tonight. First pitch to Velarde is over for a strike. So, Pacchiai has done nothing but throw strikes in the two games. Played against them last year, too. Did not pitch against them last year, but played in the field. And had 4 hits against Colt 45s last year. His dad, Shannon, first base coach for his team. And we were talking a little bit about their heritage. I lived in Oklahoma for many years, and he is of Kiowa American heritage. And the Kiowa in Anadarko, Oklahoma, of course, prominent. Interesting to, you know, learn where people are from all over this country. Playing the game of baseball. That pitch a little low now. He's thrown a ball. Velarde stands in. Still batting left. Swings and pops that one left side. It stays up, but it's going to hook out of play. Left fielder gave it a pretty good run. Santos couldn't chase it down. It was all the way on the other side of the bullpen. Jordan Akins is out there throwing. And I'm not sure if they're going to have Kronowski come out and start the ninth. You just don't want them to get in any trouble. Jordan should be fresh. He didn't pitch last night, so he's getting some work in either way. Since they don't pitch again, or excuse me, they don't play again until Thursday, we're going to have a little team bonding camping experience, and we'll learn more about that. I'm sure that's going to be a fun time. Chance for the guys to get away, cool off, forget about baseball for a couple of days, have a real summer. Hey, they all want to be here. Trust me. The guys that are here, they want to be here. And we thank you for being with us. Ball and two strikes to count now. Velarde ready to get back in there. Pacquiao delivers. Wait, took something off that. We'll change up. One and two, fouled it back. Count stays at one and two. That's three fouled off in a row after a couple of called strikes. So the 1-2. That one's up and in, 2-2. Pacquiao throws hard. Like I said last night, that's all he did. He didn't. He just came in and threw juice. Ratcheted it up. And it worked. 2-2. Oh, he goes up the ladder and chases one, strike three. He just threw him something, kind of a little change up around the eyes, just to see if he could get Velarde to go chase one, and he did. That brings up Connor McCoy. Connor is 1-for-2 officially. He scored a couple of runs tonight. His speed certainly helped in the sixth. He stole a base and then was taken off when Julian Kadama singled to center. By the way, Kadama, because there is a possibility we won't see him, thus extends his hitting streak to every game. He's hit safely in all 16 games now for the Colt 45s. And that'd be something, wouldn't it? Get through the summer doing that. Here's McCoy. He takes first couple of pitches, and they're away, 2-0. Pacquiao kind of dropped down a little bit there. I don't know if that was what he intended. A little more three-quarter on that one. A little bit high. So it's 3-1 now. He's working quickly. Schroeder would hit next. 3-1. That's away, ball four. So that's the fourth walk of the game for the Colt 45s. First walk issued by the right-hander Pacquiao. And Kyle Schroedel now comes to the plate. Kyle looking for a feel-good here. He's 0-for-3 tonight. He stands in and waits. And there's the pitch. He shows bunt with one out. Pulls it back, 1-0. Pacquiao working from the stretch. Stocky right-hander. Not much of a lead. Comes, drops down that time again. It's over for a strike. So obviously he likes to do that against right-handed hitters, which is good if you got a couple of pitches there from that zone, from that location, from that arm slot, because if you only throw one, hitters will figure it out pretty quickly. That one's over on the outside part of the plate. So he's mixing it up a little bit to Schroedel here. 1-2. A ball and two strikes to count. Runner going, swung on, bounce towards third. Brown fields, throws on the run, throws it away. All running all the way around from first is McCoy. He'll come to score. Heading to third is Schroedel. The throw there, he slides in, and he is out at third base. So the right fielder, not sure what that's going to be in the scorebook. Something like 5-3-9, whoever had the relay. I think it was probably the right fielder, 5. But Schroedel putting the ball in play, and I'm not sure what they'll give him. There'll probably be an error on the third baseman. But either way, McCoy scores, and it is now 6-0. Two outs. We'll sort that out. So they called it a, what did they call McCoy's? Oh, they called it an error on the throw, obviously, allowing him to score. Bouncing ball hit to short. Loud fields. He gets Andy Baena. Four out number three. But the Colt 45s pick up an insurance run. One run. One man left on base. No men left on base. Excuse me. We will go now to the top of the ninth. Let's see. It looks like Jordan Akins is going to come in and try to finish the job for Peter Kranowski. Job well done. We'll tell you all about it when we return. You are listening to Summer Collegiate Baseball, brought to you by Redding House of Realty on KCNR.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Are you tired of worrying if your business will survive till the economy gets better? Worry no more. The Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce has the tools to help you with your small business. From valuable networking events to educational seminars, we are here in your community. People do business with people they know. Get closer to your future customers by joining the Reading Chamber of Commerce today. As a member, you will participate in referral programs, member-to-member discounts, free listing on the Chamber website, and your company name listed in our business directory with a distribution of 5,000 copies to potential customers. Call us at 225-4433 to find out how you can meet your new customers and build your business.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Colt 45's baseball comes your way exclusively on KCNR Shasta Reading.
Well, Peter Kronowski's day is done, but it was arguably the best. Well, I'd say it was the best start of the season for the Colt 45s. The young teenage left-hander out of Colorado was on all night. He went 8 innings, 4 hits, no runs, no earned. I think I didn't see his final pitch count. It's not available to me now, but it was, I believe, under 70 pitches. 8 strikeouts and just 1 walk. So it was a beauty for the big left-hander, and all of his pitches were working. So he gives the ball over with a 6-0 lead to Jordan Akins. He leads the club. This is his 14th appearance, his 13th in relief. Both of those are tops for the team. 29 innings, he has struck out 30. A 1-1 record and a 4.96 earned run average. We had him on the pregame show the other day, and it was interesting to learn that he's mastered a changeup, he said, for the first time this summer. That's a fastball over. The leadoff hitter here, batting leadoff, is Tyler Ledesma, right-handed hitter, DHing, in place of Nunez. Ledesma checks his swing. Right-handed hitter, wears a couple of batting gloves, has long hair, long dark locks on his shoulder. He's out of Napa Valley. Asks for time. See what Akins comes with, 0-2. Tanner Tweet still in catching tonight. There's a curveball over, called strike three. So Akins sharp. Out number one. Tyler Thornley's spot due up, and the right-handed batter will come up. He's 1-for-3. Bounced to third in the first. Singled in the fourth. And struck out in the sixth. The little catcher takes a good fastball from Akins. I mean, Jordan's got that the small frame, 5'9", 165, but he's not skinny. His long hair and a beard, long sandy brown hair. And he really brings some heat. There's a plate bouncer fielded by Akins. He has time, throws it to first for out number one. Out number two, excuse me, 1-3. Mentioning Akins, you know, he told us that he's worked in Arsenal for the first time. He never had a changeup. We're going to have a pinch hitter now. John Lewis, right-handed batter. Tall right-handed hitter. Lewis, first pitch swinging, fouls it off right side. He replaces Cole Thompson, who had the big night last night but struggled 0-for-3. So Lewis getting his chance to bat. 0-1. That's a fastball over for a strike. Tanner Tweet behind the plate gives the sign. And here's the 0-2 delivery from Akins. Fastball away. Tried to get him to chase something. He didn't. 1-2. Well, we don't have our first complete game of the year. But Kronowski turned in a gem. Swung on and missed. Strike three. Akins completes the gem tonight with a 1-2-3 night for Peter Kronowski. Wow. Six runs, eight hits, and one error for the Colt 45s. Colt 45s leave seven men on base tonight. For the visiting Fairfield Indians, no runs, four hits, four errors. Excuse me, no runs, four hits, four errors. Two men left on base for the Fairfield Indians. Three men left on base for the Indians. And so the Colt 45s get back on the winning track in a big way after struggling to score. They got six runs tonight. They got some outstanding two-out clutch hitting. They needed that. We'll talk a little bit more. We'll recap the effort by Peter Kronowski, and we will look ahead to the next game when we return. It's a W. Colt 45s win it 6-0. You're listening to Colt 45s Baseball on KCNR.
Hi, this is Linda Bott, and let me tell you about our North State Now show on Thursday nights at 6 p.m. right here on KCNR. The first Thursday of the month will be yours truly, covering arts and entertainment and all kinds of fun stuff. The second Thursday will be Michelle Slade, highlighting and interviewing North State heroes. The third Thursday is James Masada and Rhonda Alvey, bringing you all things with Enjoy the Magazine and Enjoy the Store. And the fourth Thursday from Shasta Regional Medical Center is Dr. Orna Gill, covering all things women's health. North State Now is brought to you by Black Bear Diner, Shasta Regional Medical Center, and Carlene's Restaurant and Bar, located at 1100 Center Street. That's North State Now, every Thursday night at 6 p.m., right here on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio.
KCNR is proud to announce that we are now live at 96.5 FM, as well as online, and as always, heard on 1460 AM. Weekday mornings, wake up with the Sue McClain News Hour, followed by Free Fire Radio, your talk radio station at the epicenter of change in downtown Reading. 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. Noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. 3 to 6, the hard-hitting constitutional expert, Mark Levin. Monday through Thursdays at 6 p.m., local shows feature everything from the paranormal to pop culture to unsung heroes of our area. 7 to 9, Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. And finish your weekday with the Chris Plant Show, 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. KCNR, now on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and always online. More than ever, we're your locally owned, community-connected talk radio.
You're listening to Colt 45 Baseball on AM 1460 KCNR.
Well, this is one for the 2019 books. A 6-0 shutout, first shutout for the Colt 45s this summer. This game brought to you by Reading House of Realty. Let's recap. Peter Kronowski came out just getting outs, ground ball outs, strikeouts. They didn't put the ball in the air until the third inning for an out. They did have a double in the second, but the Colt 45s got a run in the bottom of the second. Little help from the Indians. A leadoff error and a fly out, a single, and then a fielder's choice. An RBI single by Andy Bayena. And that got that one run in. Colt 45 scored again in the third while Kronowski just kept cruising along with two out. And it came with two outs. A leadoff single by Roop went to second on a wild pitch with two outs. Velarde singled him home. And then the Colt 45's pitching and defense just kept them where they were. They turned a 5-4-3 behind Kronowski in the fourth. And Kronowski picked off two would-be base stealers in this game to just smooth through this start for the Colt 45s, who added a couple of runs in the sixth inning on a two-out, a two-run single by Kodama, who then was eventually thrown out trying to stretch it. But they did get a couple of runs there with two outs, and they added another run in the eighth inning thanks to an error by the third baseman Ike Brown. The Colt 45s go six runs, eight hits, one error, seven left on base. No runs, four hits, four errors, three left on base. The winner, Peter Kronowski, the freshman-to-be at Seattle University, improves to 3-2 on this summer for the Colt 45s. Jordan Akins pitched a perfect ninth, and pretty much a perfect ninth. I think he threw nine pitches. maybe 10. But either way, he did his job, came in, shut the door. Doesn't qualify for a save, but got a good solid inning in as well. So the Colt 45s climb back above 500, 17 and 16, and maybe this is the one that gets their offense going. There were many signs tonight. A good two out, staying alive, protecting the plate hitting, and two strike protecting plate hitting, and two out clutch hitting tonight, which they had really been missing this week for the most part. So, Colt 45s, as I mentioned, improved to 17 and 16. The Fairfield Indians dropped to 14 and 10. Their four-game winning streak is snapped in this one. Colt 45s will be back in action. Your schedule shows two road games on Tuesday and Wednesday, but those have been scrapped. It has nothing to do with Colt 45s, just a conflict for the Crabs over on the coast. So their next game will be the 18th, that's Thursday, against the Portland All-Stars, the first of four games against the Portland All-Stars this summer. It's the only four-game series that the Colt 45s have on the schedule for this entire summer. They do play some teams four times, obviously, including this Fairfield Indian team that will be back here in Reading on the 1st and 2nd of August. But we'll see you next Thursday. So here's a good story for the night. You get to hang a W and make a Sunday fun day win the way you head out for a couple of days off. And I know the Colt 45s fans that stuck it out, glad to hear. And heck, the lights barely came on in this one. That's how quick that game was tonight. On behalf of my producer, Jared King, I'm Brent Weber, thanking you for joining us for tonight's game. That W for the Colt 45s, a good one. We'll see you on Thursday. I'm Brent Weber saying so long for now from Tiger Field.
Teeth stained. We can see you out there in your selfies. Well, we have the perfect risk-free solution for you here on the DJV show to make you more confident in your smiles. Power Swabs is the world's most advanced teeth whitening system that transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. That's right, just 5 minutes. Now, having a bright white smile is still really important, and after only using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results. I don't even think twice now about cracking a smile and taking a selfie. Why give up on your coffee or wine when you can transform your smile in as little as 5 minutes. Power Swabs are super fast. They're easy and hygienist approved. You just snap, swab, and smile. It's really that simple. Get Power Swabs today. This exclusive offer is not available online or in store, so call now for your Power Swabs offer today. 800-208-1797. Again, 800-208-1797. Call now for your Power Swabs today at 800-208-1797.
It's important to think about your brain health as you get older. If you're experiencing a lack of sharpness or mild problems with recall, Prevagen can help. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Keep your brain top of mind. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Have you ever tried to plan a vacation and the hotel costs, airfare, and pet sitter all add up to one big never mind? Well, it's time to embrace the adventure and go RVing instead. GoRVing.com is your one-stop shop for all things RV camping. Browse the different types of RVs, find a rental agent or dealer near you, and compare the costs. Explore more than 16,000 RV parks and campgrounds nationwide, and even plan your menus for the trip. Find out what you've been missing at GoRVing.com. That's GoRVing.com.
All right, so Michael, the Jeffrey Epstein case, which is number one, how that plays, anybody who's touched his life now is poison. And we think about we were talking about Bill Clinton, how powerful he became. He's one of the major figures in this situation, but he isn't the only one who has high visibility. So where does this go? How does it affect our political stage or other stages? Is it the same as Weinstein?
Well, we'll find out. It's the same as Weinstein in terms of its similarities, but it's different because it's another guy. What amazes me is how this tendency among billionaire moguls who rise to a point where they think they're above not only the law, they think they're above the laws of they rise above the laws of humanity.
They're twisted, these people. How do they, does money twist people up like this?
You know, sometimes twisted people go after money with such vigor that they do things that normal people would never do. It tells you if he doesn't care about children and he doesn't care about the lives of these girls and he doesn't care about the risks he's taking, can you imagine what else he does in business? Can you imagine what it's like to be in a deal with this guy or to work for this guy or to be friends with this guy? He's a slob.
He doesn't have any friends. Friends, the people right. who are around him will use him, or
right.
he will use them. Guys right. like this have no friends.
They're terrible people. They're just terrible. And
subhuman.
And that's what it is. It's disgusting. And I guess it just makes us all older and wiser to understand that you can't judge books by their covers. You got to look at people, and you got to be aware that even our heroes could really be villains.
Of how much of this stuff goes on, though, we keep uncovering more and more cases like this. Mm. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Michael Harrison. I'm Doug Steffen.
At Orchard Nutrition Center, we strive to be the gatekeepers of 100% organically grown produce. Our goal is to provide you and your family with produce that is fresh from the farm and pure 100% organically grown. Orchard Nutrition Center, Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
Thanks for not calling the 800 number.
You've heard, don't call the 800 number. Instead, call your Dish Premier local retailer at 241-DISH. That's 241-3474. Here's another reason why.
Susie C. with 5 stars writes, I can't say enough good things about Doug Tuohy and the exceptional service we've received from B&T Satellite. Doug is local, and that makes all the difference. The first time I met Doug, he patiently spent time with me to ensure I was comfortable using the equipment. In addition, Doug installed our sound system, so we have music indoors and outdoors when entertaining. When I have technical issues, I call Doug. He's dependable, professional, and has never let me down. I'm so glad we went to the local guy and not the 1-800 number.
B&T Satellite will take the time to listen to your needs and work with you to give you the best TV experience. Your local premier Dish retailer. You owe it to yourself to not call the 800 number. Call 241-DISH. That's 241-3474.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kara Tennant with CARE Animal Hospital, and I'm inviting you to join me on the Carl and Linda Morning Show. We will be discussing all of Reading's local pet needs and how to keep your pet happy, healthy, and safe. CARE Animal Hospital is a local veterinary clinic located on the corner of Hilltop Drive and Lake Boulevard. Make sure your best friend has the best possible care today.
Join Dr. Kara Tennant the third Friday of each month in the 8 a.m. hour here on locally owned KCNR.
Getting into college doesn't happen magically. You have to take the right classes now, like Algebra 2, Biology, and a Foreign Language. Learn more at knowhowtogo.org.
Brought to you by the American Council on Education, Lumina Foundation for Education, and the Ad Council.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Talk Radio Countdown Show, the charts for the week of July 8th to the 12th. Michael Harris and Doug Steffen here every week, all year long, to go through the hot hits in talk radio. The White House Social Media Summit, number 6 this week on the storyline, laughable. Because nobody from Facebook or Twitter was invited. So how do you have a social media summit without the people who run the two biggest social media?
Well, the term wasn't used. It was a meeting of people who are the grumblers that Facebook and Twitter are unfair to conservatives.
Okay.
I don't know. Everybody thinks that the media is unfair to them. Everybody hates
the
media.
Well, the news media is unfair, according to them. Never mind social media, but news media is unfair to the right of center folks, too.
An awful lot of people now get their news from social media, which is scary. We're becoming an ignorant, biased nation.
Yes, we are. Yep, yeah, everything's about politics. Everything's about bias, no matter what you are thinking about. I mean, for example, the Gulf Coast storm. How do you make politics out of that? the storm comes up. Yeah, right. It's the Republicans' fault because they don't want to fund any kind of way of fixing the problem. You realize how ludicrous that sounds on the surface? Never mind the Republicans or the Democrats. Like we could do something. We may be able to tamper a little bit and temper what is going into the atmosphere by our choices for power. That's, I think, something that's reasonably certain and has been reasonably proven by reasonable science. But some of this other stuff, what scared the hell out of me this week, and I don't usually scare easily, and I don't usually use those terms on the air, but I looked at a chunk of ice in the Antarctic that came loose this week because the temperature of the water is 3 degrees warmer than it was 45 years ago there, and things are beginning to drop off. It's on the edge of the Antarctic. It's not in the coldest part, the deepest part of the polar depth. But here's something that weighs untold quadrillion jillion tons dropping off into the ocean. You don't think a bunch of that stuff falling in the ocean is going to affect the value of your property down in Jupiter?
Yeah, well, I actually, that big iceberg popped up in my faucet. It was terrible.
Really? Damn it.
Ugh, it ruined the whole place.
Yeah, right.
But no, of course these things have an effect on things. But you said something very interesting a moment ago. You said there's not really anything we can do about it. You know, we talk about, we have to, it's like we can press a couple of buttons and we can fix climate change.
No.
That's the part. That's the part of this discussion that somehow has got distorted, that, that it's political and that we just have to decide to do it, and then we can fix it. But what about the Chinese, you know? They're pumping garbage into the atmosphere. What about
none
India?
Of it makes any difference because the Earth is changed. There are things you can do to mitigate it, maybe somewhat.
On a very small level.
Very small scale.
I read someplace that was a reliable source. I don't remember what it was, but it was reliable, that for us to make an effect on climate change, we'd have to plant a forest the size of the United States and really nurture it. A forest the size of the United States that doesn't exist right now would start to make a little bit of a dent in the greenhouse gases that we are experiencing.
Well, the greenhouse gases that come from fossil fuel are absorbed in the photosynthetic process and exchanged, carbon is exchanged for oxygen. It's a fabulous acknowledgement, if you actually acknowledge it, that there is a creator or there's a power more significant than we are. Because think about
that. Well, scientists don't believe that. They believe it's just happening by accident. That's called scientism. Scientism is turning science, which is a good thing, into religion.
Yeah. Well, the environmental movement is a religion now. It is. All of this stuff people get all worked up about. I want to save the planet as much as the next person. But there are things that Mother Nature is doing and will continue to do that fall into or under the aegis of this is what the planet does and has been doing for 4.5-5 billion years. So you think you're going to stop it? 28 past. Doug Steffen here. I've had a MyPillow for a couple of years now. Before that, like a lot of you, I had problems getting to sleep and staying asleep. So today, I set that fill, that patented fill inside MyPillow the way I want it every night before I go to sleep, to support me where I need it. Just like Mike Lindell, the founder, said, I feel like I fall asleep faster and maybe even sleep better. For me, it's not about how much time in bed, it's about how much time is quality rest. Made right here in the U.S. with a 10-year warranty, you can wash and dry MyPillows, a 60-day money-back guarantee. And for a limited time, go to MyPillow.com and get a two-pack of MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. That's $34.99 a pillow, lowest price ever offered here. Only available at MyPillow.com. Use the promo code DJV. Two premium MyPillows, $69.98 with the code DJV at MyPillow.com.
Balance of Nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I'm loving my Balance of Nature. Since I started, I have not gotten one cold. I kind of fight everything. I get a little tickle, but it goes away.
It's just amazing the difference I felt. I want you to know how much I appreciate the counseling and so forth and your attention to your people. I have been a pretty big advocate for the Balance of Nature. I don't know how many truck drivers have asked me, how in the heck do you keep going at 88, 89 years old? I said, Balance of Nature. If they want to really enjoy some good health, get on Balance of Nature.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code DJV.
The Cascade Theater presents four free films and a whole lot of fun this July with the Kids Summer Movie Club. Every Sunday afternoon in July, the theater opens the door at 2 with completely free admission for everybody. Turtle Bay will be there to show off some animals and hand out prizes. There's activities and then the film at 3, featuring Monsters, Inc., WALL-E, Cars, and Brave. Four films, four Sundays in July. Sponsored by JPR, KIXE, First 5 Shasta, and Turtle Bay. See you there.
Dude, look what just popped up on my timeline. Dude, I was just thinking about the Charbroiled Double Deals from Carl's Jr. California Classic Double Cheeseburger, Jalapeno Double Cheeseburger, and the Double Cheeseburger. Three mouthwatering burgers for only $2.99 each. How did they know we were starving? How did they know I only have about $2.99 in my wallet? It's the algorithm, man. He knows everything. Whoa, wait. Who's the algorithm?
Charbroiled Double Deals. Only at Carl's Jr. Available for a limited time. Price and participation may vary. Price higher in Alaska and Hawaii. Tax not included.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find fine ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane of Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Countdown show. Michael Harrison here. I am the guest, but Doug is down the hall in Studio P.
He'll no, he's not. He's right here waiting to see how you get started.
You put me in that situation where I have panic attacks. I mean, what am I going to do if Doug doesn't come back? Yeah, I'm afraid to be on the radio by myself.
I've course you are. That's the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. That's like me. I feel like I was born with a microphone. This is, isn't it wonderful when you really get down to brass tacks, when you find something you can do that you're fairly good at?
I haven't found it yet.
Oh, baloney. That's not.
But that's what we do when we're kids. We try to find what we're good at. What I found I was good at a very early age was I was a good talker. I was, when we used to do the Dick and Jane books, you know, in first grade.
Oh, yeah.
We went around the group.
Kid
had a paragraph to read. I started to notice that the teachers kept me on for longer, and I realized that I was able to do it better than the other kids. And so I knew right away I was I was kind of adept at reading and speaking.
Yes.
And those are good things to be able to do.
Paid out, paid up, paid off.
I wish I were a better baseball player.
I was a great baseball player, except I couldn't field. I could hit the ball out of the park, run faster than anybody at first base. But when it came to fielding the ball, nothing, zero.
That's because you were afraid of the ball. And that's the difference between a professional. No, seriously, the one thing that marks a great ball player from an average one is great ball players are not afraid of the ball. Mm. A lot of them, of course, have cockeyed noses, missing teeth.
Did you see the catcher this week? I think he played for Cleveland. He said, I'm done. No more catching. I'll go play in the field. But I've had five or six concussions.
Terrible.
Get hit on the head all the time. I'm not doing the same.
Terrible position to be in.
Yeah.
You know,
awful.
And these guys are throwing the ball.
95-mile-an-hour ball hits you in the head. What do you think is going to happen to your head?
Yeah.
Right.
So that's my assessment. The two things I would have loved to have been in my life, either a Major League Baseball player or a Major League singer, a performer. Yeah. Those are two. And I can't... All of my skill is in speaking, not in singing. So I can't sing very well. And as far as baseball is concerned,
there's some people who think I can't sing very well either. I know that's not true. But we could have done well. Harrison and Stefan. Like, remember, what was that Canadian duo? Sandler and Young. Remember them?
The guys on the piano?
Yeah, they were...
that was Franti and Taisha. Sandler and Young used to... There were two men that sang love songs to each other. I love you.
Yes,
I love you too.
I love you.
Right.
We could have done that. You and I could have gone on that.
I was a member of a few groups back in those days.
Really?
But I quit before they made it. I was a member of the Dave Clark Six.
Really?
I was...
Who put the bop in the bop she bop?
I was a member of the Chad Mitchell Quartet.
Really?
The Kingston Quartet. I was a member of Peter, Paul, Mary, and Michael Harrison. I was a member
Peter,
of the
Paul,
Beatles.
Mary, and Harry.
John Paul, George, Ringo, and Michael Harrison. I quit
he
every
was
one
the
of
the sixth Beatle. Yes.
I quit them just before they made it.
Damn
it was terrible.
Awful.
I was a member of the Mormon
chance.
Tabernacle Choir and Michael Harrison.
You and I could go on the road.
Yeah, definitely.
You knew that story of Jerry Springer and I doing that. Night at the beer hall in Cincinnati.
Was that the night he was arrested for picking up a prostitute?
No.
It was
a little after that, but yes. It was when he and I were both. He was the mayor of Cincinnati. He was also the evening anchor on one of the news channels. He and Nick Clooney were the two significant news anchors. Nick Clooney's George Clooney's father, news anchors, when I was doing an afternoon show in Cincinnati. And I tried to get Nick Clooney to come over on Fridays to talk about the state of the city, and he would never come. So I invited Springer, and 2 seconds later, he was in the studio. He never saw a mic or a camera he didn't like. And we actually developed kind of an interesting relationship, a fun relationship, to the point where there was a new beer hall opening in Cincinnati, and they invited us to come do karaoke the first night. So we did Ebony and Ivory.
Oh, no.
It was, yes.
I hated that song when it was done
we
by two of the greatest.
We could never have done... Today,
I hated
what we
it.
Did then. I'll tell you
I
that.
Hated that song even when it was done by two of the biggest, most renowned pop artists in the world. I could imagine how much I would have hated it with you and Jerry Springer.
You would have not liked it much.
Oh.
Yep. Speaking of that, let's go back to sports a little bit. And the number three item this week on the countdown of the big celebrations for the women's soccer.
Oh, yeah.
Am I the only one who thinks that Megan Rapinoe is overplaying her part?
No, I'm sure that Donald Trump agrees with you.
Well, I wasn't thinking about it from his perspective.
I look, you know, she's the flavor of the week. She's brash. She's fun. Mm-hmm. She uses the F word on television. She's following in the footsteps of Big Poppy. I don't know.
Big Papi use the F word on TV?
Big Papi was so well loved that on that national broadcast where he was talking Boston Strong at Fenway Park after the marathon. He used the F word on national television, and everybody thought it was charming.
Yeah. By the way, with regard to him, there's something going on that we are not being told. He's had 3 emergency corrective surgeries in as many weeks. He's back in intensive care at Mass General. Nobody's talking about it. His wife says he's improving, but that's it. There's no word on what they keep having to fix in his kidneys or his spleen or his liver.
Well, I mean,
but I'm thinking
He's a human being, and he was shot, and they had to take out organs. And, you know, it's easy to say, and he's recovering, and he's fine. Yeah, but, you know, when you know a person or it happens to you, it can mess you up for years.
Yep.
Kill you. It's terrible. Who knows? Plus, I'm not a conspiracy theorist, and a lot of these conspiracy theorists are part of the muck that's the news today. But I do have to say, honestly, I have lingering doubts in my mind that we also understand what's going on with the story about it, how it happened.
Well, what really went on.
I don't know, in places
like that, you can bury news pretty easily.
Yeah, I don't know if I believe everything I hear.
What do you think happened?
I don't know what happened, but all I'm saying is I don't necessarily believe the official narrative of that it was for the other guy and that they shot him by accident. He was wearing the same clothes. It was dark. I don't know.
Whatever happened to Leave It to Beaver?
Whatever happened to it? Nothing.
Yeah, why can't we have a life? Leave It to what life was like? On that TV show?
The reason I'm laughing is because Jerry Mathers was my neighbor, and we became very good friends.
Oh, I didn't know that. Really?
And he looked the same when he was a grown-up as he did when he was a kid.
So I grew
up watching Leave It to Beaver. It was one of the shows that I liked, and I used to watch it all the time. And then when I was a man in my 30s living in L.A., I used to have lunch a couple of times a week with Jerry Mathers. I actually experienced what it was like to be friends with the Beaver. It's the funniest thing.
He's no different than any other human being, right? He has to put on his pants one leg at a time, takes a dump every day. What's the big deal?
You ever see the movie Pleasantville where they fell into the TV and it was all black and white?
But I know the story, yes.
Great movie. Fabulous. Yeah. I felt I was in Pleasantville, you know? But I got fresh with the mother's name, Billings.
Marjorie Billings.
No.
Billingsley.
And I told her, I interviewed her, I don't think she's with us anymore, but I interviewed her on the radio, and I said to her that I had a crush on her when I was a kid, and I thought that she was hot, and the pearls and the heels when she was vacuuming, and she was insulted.
Was she? Never spoke to you again.
Oh, it was awful. And I thought she was, you know, I could schmooze her and have some fun. And, she did not like it. So that was a lesson I learned.
All right. I want to talk about another lesson that has been learned by some people during the talk radio game. News Talk Radio in the focus. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Michael Harrison and Doug Steffen. On the people list, a lot of the folks from the stories, we put these, one of the reasons I record these and put them in the program is because we don't often, once or twice during the course of the hours that we're on, we may go through the list specifically, but then we go off into tangents about some of the issues and the people. But the list at 10, starting is Ross Perot and his passing. Number 9, Kim DeRock, I think that's how you pronounce your name. Number 8, Ilhan Omar. Number 7, AOC. Number 6, Bernie Sanders. Number 5, Joe Biden. Number 6, Megan Rapinoe. Number 3 is Alex Acosta. Number 2 is Jeffrey Epstein. And number 1 is Donald Trump. Is there a connection between Donald Trump and Mr. Epstein? Well, a lot of people that are trying to make that case, whether there is or there isn't, I guess remains to be seen. I think Epstein, once he's taken care of, will disappear from the pages of history, but Donald Trump will stay there, as I guess is appropriate because he's the president.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Jeff Olson. True or false, singer Bob Marley died of skin cancer? True.
Bob Marley died of a melanoma on his foot, so it's important to recognize that even people with dark skin or black skin are at risk of skin cancer.
Dermatologist Allison Bruce says that's why everyone should get a baseline skin check in their early 20s. It's especially important if you've suffered skin damage as a kid.
You've had blistering sunburns during your youth, or if you've used tanning beds. That's another significant risk factor.
Dermatologists use skin checks to identify moles that might put you at risk. In particular, they look for asymmetric moles, ones with jagged borders, multicolored moles, and any that are bigger than 6 millimeters.
Which is about the size of a pencil eraser.
In between skin checks, dermatologists will ask you to watch for changes in what's been identified.
Your mole should be pretty stable and static throughout your life, and if you notice a change in a mole, that's something that would bring you in for a skin check.
For more information, talk with your doctor or visit mayoclinic.org.
Can you imagine going to jail and losing everything? Having your book banned? Sounds kind of crazy, doesn't it? Well, there's a fellow named Charles Pixley, and that's exactly what happened after he discovered a product called 714X and organized a team of doctors to do research and test it. In his book, Do No Harm with 714X, Pixley asked what happened to the healing arts in America. Cancer alone has become a big business. Is the FDA and Big Pharma holding back treatments and cures to protect their multi-billion dollar diagnosis and treatment businesses? After decades of research, months in prison, and 22 years of silence, Charles Pixley is speaking out again. His book, Do No Harm with 714X. You can get a copy of it for $10 when you use the promo code DJV at 714xbook.com. That's 714xbook.com, promo code DJV. Education is the best medicine. Talk Radio Countdown Show. On the story page, the number 10 item is the continuing focus, discussion, if you will, on climate change. What are we doing to the weather, the Gulf Coast storm Barry, and the storm surges, what's happening in the Delta, all of that sort of thing. A very important story. Passing of Ross Perot is number 9. Number 8, the ambassador to Britain leaving. Number 7, tensions between us and the Iranians. Number 6, that social media summit at the White House. Number 5, continuing focus on the census question. Number 4, presidential race. Number 3, the soccer victory, the women's soccer victory and some of the issues that surround that. Number 2, continuing focus on immigration and the border situation. And number 1, the case of one Jeffrey Epstein. Cap that focus on the story list from Talkers Magazine. Talk Radio Countdown Show and Michael Harrison with Doug Steffen. So we got ourselves into a discussion of Leave It to Beaver. I was on Talkers.com where you can see all of the great stories from the June meeting of all the talk hosts from around the country. It's in video form, and you can check it out. It's called Talkers 2019 Telling the Story. And there's some really good video in there of great panels. It's just
we're going up every day. Every day we're putting up new ones. This weekend people can see Jim Rome and a lot of big stars talking amongst themselves. You know.
Do you ever think about when you've been asked? One of the important things, and it came up at the Talkers Convention, one of the reasons I'm bringing it up now, is how we talk about products and endorse products. What our experiences are. Do we come across as being involved personalities, believable? I take an offbeat approach to selling stuff on the air. Some people say you're supposed to stick toe to the line, and I don't do that. So some people like what I do, and some people don't. I just tell stories around it. What has been your experience in over all these years selling product on the air? And what do you think the best jobs, some of the people doing it on the air? I think it's an important part. It isn't about the issues, but it is an important part about what we do on the air.
Well, I believe that it's very easy to sell something that's good, and if you tell the truth about something that's good, that's half the battle. Mm-hmm. It's not easy to sell something that's not good, and that makes it difficult.
That's true.
When you have quality and facts on your side, it's better. But what people have to know, since you brought this up, and I'm here to give some insight,
is that it's
against the law. It's against the law to go on the radio and say that you are endorsing a product if you've never used it.
Yep, right.
And that has nothing to do with the FCC. That's the Federal Trade, the Federal Trade Commission. Yeah. So that means even online, if you lie about an advertisement, you take money from someone and you say, oh, that's my favorite restaurant, I go there all the time, and you've never been there, you can get fined and even be executed.
I better keep sleeping on those My Pillows then.
Yeah, you damn well better be using My
Pillows.
Better
sleeping on those My Pillows and the sheets. I actually am. All those things I talk about, I am doing that, and I'm using.
So you have a lot of eugenics. Action going on in your colon, don't you?
I have lots of. I got a lot of things going on here, man.
Oh.
I'm getting bigger and stronger every day, and loving every minute of it. No, I want to. This is. From the picture and imagery department. Okay. I saw a picture of a Virgin Atlantic 747 that Branson has converted to use to drop his rockets. Instead of launching them from the ground,
right.
He ties them on to the underbelly of a 747 and makes his satellite launches that way. Much more eco-friendly, saves lots of energy. I wonder why somebody in the government didn't figure that out a long time ago. It's pretty interesting to look at the 747. He's still got a few of those in his fleet, and he modified this one so that they can put the rocket that is basically going to be launched out into space from the belly of the plane. It's pretty fantastic. Actually, great imagery.
So, yeah, that's a new way of getting into space.
Yep.
You can't go to the moon that way, though. It's too heavy, the rocket, to do that.
To the moon, Michael Harrison. And Doug Steffen, Talk Radio Countdown Show.
SST Oil on Windham Lane in Reading, your source for specialty fuels and oils, including kerosene and low-sulfur fuel oil. They feature Toyotomi heating systems and on-demand water heaters. Save $100 on a new Toyotomi home water heater and ask about special savings for residents affected by the car fire. Locally owned SST Oil, supporting the community through summer fires and winter snows. Stay warm and cozy with Toyotomi and SST Oil. 241-1167. 241-1167.
Come on, let's sit down together. I could stay here forever. Friendly smiles, family and friends. Place piled high with happiness. Laughter time, it feels like home to me. Can't explain it, you just have to see. Hey, Black Bear feels like home.
A jewel of the North States, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
53 past the hour on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. As it turns out, Steve Whitney, good Doug. I have a lawyer. I have two lawyers, Steve Whitney and Stephen J.J. Wiseman, and I can't find either one of them at the moment. I've been trying to find both of them, and I can't find either one of them. What do you do in your life if you don't find your lawyers? Okay, I'm going to tell you the story. And then I'm going to sort of wax philosophically about some of the things, not only in the story list this week from Talkers Magazine, but a couple of other things that are sort of sticking in my craw that I talk about normally on my program with the other participants on the DJV show, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, and Kara Schillen. Coming up right after this.
When the sand gets hot, you gotta move fast, like a dog chasing a frisbee. Move just as fast to the Ford Hurry Up and Save sales event. For the first time ever, you can get 20% estimated savings on select Ford vehicles, plus earn complimentary maintenance through Ford Pass Rewards. Don't let this hot deal on America's best-selling brand pass you by. Get into the Ford Hurry Up and Save sales event. Based on 2010 through 2018 calendar year sales, Moda must be activated within 60 days of purchase through the Ford Pass app on a smartphone and remain active for at least 6 months after activation. Eligible on select 2019 model year vehicles. Vehicle must have arrived at dealer at least 61 days prior to the sale date. Estimated savings include an average dealer discount based on a sales survey of average discounts offered by Ford dealers nationally. Discount may vary. Dealer determines price. For all offers, take new retail delivery from an authorized Ford dealer stock by 9/3/19. See participating dealer for complete details.
Johnny got a toy golf set when he was three, and from that day on, he was hooked. All he wanted to do was golf, golf, golf. He'd be on the links before school, after school. All he ever wanted was to go pro. And then, one day, when he was holding his grandson and thinking about his 12 handicap, Johnny realized it just might not happen for him. But you know what did happen for him? He switched to Geico and saved a bunch of money on car insurance. So that was good, and so was hanging out with his grandson.
All right, so this week we had number six on the countdown, the White House Social Media Summit, and I asked Michael Harrison why Facebook and Twitter weren't there, and it wasn't really about them. It was about how they can play social media to get what they want. And then I started thinking about the impact social media has on me and what I think and how I think and how I gauge things that I talk about on the air as compared to what the presentation of some of these same issues, what the focus is from the people who are not newsies, who are not in the news media, but they are just observers. And one of the things that has been most overwhelming to me in the past month or so are the number of posts of beings on the planet that are dying because of what we are doing. We heard earlier in the proceedings on this program today a discussion of how little you can really do when it comes to global warming. That's not the case, in my opinion, and I think I have an educated opinion, when it comes to the things that we are putting, the waste that we're putting in our waters, that we're putting in our land, and why it is we are so unconscious. We become so unconscious, I don't mean this to sound like a lecture or me behind the bully pulpit, but if you can see pictures, I posted on my own Facebook page this week a picture of a shrimp that came from a shrimp farm in Taiwan or someplace off the coast in Asia. Most disgusting piece of crap you could imagine, and people will eat this stuff. And posted around today, there is in the because of what's going on in the Gulf of Mexico, a lot of interest in this tropical storm down there and the threat that it poses to human life. Well, we're not talking about the questions that have come up, the threats to animal life and to the mammalians that are down there in the Gulf of Mexico. There's a picture of a dolphin covered with so much the warts, the cancer, the things that are appearing on this animal's skin and on other animals like this, that are coming as a complete result of what we're doing. And again, I'm not here to lecture you, but I think you ought to be ashamed. We all ought to be ashamed of ourselves. When you look and see these fabulous species, dolphins are the kindest, gentlest, they're like cows. Kindest, gentlest creatures, wouldn't hurt a flea. Yet because of all the stuff that we're throwing in the ocean that we don't give a damn about, it really becomes very sad. And so I report that to you only because I think it is food for thought, and that's what we're supposed to be doing here in the talk radio world, giving you food for thought about things other than just all the damnable political stuff going on. This is political in a way, so food for thought. I'm going to post it on my own Facebook page, facebook.com/Doug Steffen. 59 passed on the countdown.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Salty, brought to you by ASUS.
So you've probably heard of those trendy
The value of banking local comes in being able to walk into the lobby, see the president, and be called by your first name, knowing that lending decisions are made locally by people you call neighbor or serve alongside when supporting a worthy cause. There's confidence in knowing that when you place your trust in Cornerstone Community Bank, you not only help yourself, you support the town you call home. Stop by one of our Reading or Red Bluff branches or visit us online at bankcornerstone.com. Cornerstone Community Bank. We invite you to experience how we are moving local dreams forward.
Did you know that the City of Reading has started licensing commercial cannabis activities within the city limits? Synergy is the first of the city's approved retailers to obtain licensure, bringing to the Reading area the most experienced retailer in the North State. They will ensure that your visit is both professional and comfortable. Access is simple and discreet. Synergy has a private 25-space parking lot at the back of the building. Synergy is located at 345 Hempstead Drive, Reading.
Powerhouse Solar announces their new design showroom at 4616 Caterpillar Road. Now with Powerhouse Solar's new design showroom, you can view your property and see your solar design on the spot so you can see what best works for you. Maybe it's a trellis-mounted system, pole-mounted systems, or roof mount. See all the options in Powerhouse Solar's design showroom at 4616 Caterpillar Road. For information, go to powerhousesolar.com or call 275-5600. Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower Elite dealer.
This 283 is about 11 cents under what it was 1 year ago.
Ann Lundberg of the Lundberg Survey says the gas hikes that took effect, is tax hikes, that is, that took effect in several states July 1st among the reasons for the increase. Highest average, $3.75 a gallon in the San Francisco area. Lowest, $2.30 a gallon in Baton Rouge. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says there's been progress in securing next year's election from foreign meddling.
McConnell says a briefing with high-level administration officials left him with no doubt
that big steps forward have taken place in the last 2.5 years.
Nor was that reaction limited to McConnell's Republican colleagues.
Applause broke out in the room for the work of one of our agencies, bipartisan applause. In the briefing,
McConnell says the administration continues to improve security ahead of next year's election. Bob Agnew reporting.
Mexico says it's preparing for an influx of deportees from the United States.
Mexico's foreign minister says more than 1,800 Mexicans in the United States who have received final deportation orders are expected to be returned to Mexico over the next few days. As of Sunday, foreign ministry officials said they'd seen no indication of an uptick in arrests of Mexicans without visas in major U.S. cities. But Mexican consulates have been standing by to provide legal assistance for migrants caught in the Trump administration's immigration enforcement operations. Meanwhile, Mexico deported 364 Hondurans back to their country on Friday and Saturday. Ben Thomas, Washington.
News and analysis at townhall.com.
Maybe you'd like to know what exactly Relief Factor is. It was created by doctors. It's a 100% drug-free supplement with four key ingredients that simply help your own body deal with the natural inflammatory response that it has. It's easy to swallow, four little capsules in each packet, like the packet that I carry with me at all times. Three packets a day for a week, then two packets a day for 2 weeks, and I have just described the three-week quick start. And you will know in 3 weeks, that's the beauty of it, whether it works. They don't drag you on. That costs just $19.95. There's a very good chance that a very serious percentage of my listeners suffer from some sort of muscular or joint pain. You should try this for $19.95. That's all you can lose. If it works, they'll send it to you automatically. If it doesn't work, tell them not to send any shipments. And it's as simple as that. It is all at ReliefFactor.com. I've been using it for years now. ReliefFactor.com.
Police in Hong Kong fought with protesters as they broke up a demonstration by thousands of people demanding the resignation of the semi-autonomous Chinese territory's chief executive and an investigation into complaints of police violence.
Scuffles broke out at the end of a mainly peaceful protest in the northern Hong Kong district of Sha Tin when police started clearing streets after nightfall. Some protesters retreated into a shopping complex where they and police hit each other with clubs and umbrellas. Whilst it's unclear how many protesters were arrested, the violence wound down towards midnight as the remaining protesters left the area. The demonstration added to an outpouring of grievances this year against the former British colonies' leaders, who critics complain are eroding Hong Kong's freedoms and autonomy, and are more responsive to the Beijing government than to the territory's people. I'm Karen Chamas.
Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Researchers find a healthy lifestyle offsets the genetic risk of developing Alzheimer's or other forms of dementia.
British researchers, in a study presented to the Alzheimer's International Conference in Los Angeles and published online by the Journal of the American Medical Association, find that people with high genetic risk and poor health habits were about three times more likely to develop dementia versus those with low genetic risk and good habits. They also found, regardless of how much genetic risk someone has, a good diet, adequate exercise, limiting alcohol, and not smoking made dementia less likely. The study follows along the lines of previous research a few years ago showing that healthy living could help overcome genetic risk for heart disease. I'm Tim McGuire.
On this date in 1789, an event symbolizing the start of the French Revolution, citizens of Paris stormed the Bastille prison and released prisoners. More at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, "Our customers are warm friends." We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than mainstream media soundbites.
We'll bring you experts on politics, national security, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join us every Sunday from noon until 2. We the People Radio here at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Here we go, as a public service here on the radio every week. A group of distinguished broadcasters, and then there are a few others that find their way onto the scene, or into the scene, here to mark the end of the week. Review of the hot stories and the hot people. As the research continues every week by the folks at Talkers Magazine, find these lists at talkers.com. You can't find these people, however, anywhere but here in the appointed rounds. Jennifer Horn is here from the DJV Show and The Morning Answer on KRLA in Los Angeles. John Harper is here from WMEL on the Space Coast. Lots of things going on there we ought to talk about a little bit as time allows. Also joining us, Rich McFadden from Radio America in the control center in Washington of our originating network, and Rick Jensen, who is a performer on WDEL in Wilmington, Delaware. All right, so we'll go through a few of these things. One of the reasons I wanted John to be here is to talk about all the excitement of the 50th anniversary of the flight to the moon, Apollo 11. It's been all over the place. So because he's on the Space Coast and very involved in all of that, I think it makes for a good story, frankly, a story that we don't pay enough attention to these days because we're too busy worrying about who's zooming who with all this nonsense politically. And it is. It's becoming sheer nonsense from my perspective, anybody else who seems to have any common sense. So let's go through a couple of things, though, are worth the our attention that aren't political, although seemingly everything is political these days. Number 10 on the story list is a focus on the big storm, Gulf Storm Barry, and what's been the situation so far with the Mississippi Delta, the river, impact on the levees, all that stuff. And then what hasn't been much discussed is that huge block of ice in the Antarctic that's melting, and what that will do to the level, the sea level near your home. Let's see, who lives near the ocean here? Nobody, I guess.
I have a creek in my backyard. Will it flood that?
I got a brook running through.
Yeah, you are 8 miles from the Atlantic.
All right, well, there you go. See, John, you'll be underwater in no time at all. All right. So there is, though, that the next couple of things here, stock market reacting to some of the major deals that we have made for arms and that kind of stuff. The situation with the ambassador from England who didn't like Trump, and Trump didn't much like him, and that was the end of that. The Iranian tensions. I was supposed to go on a trip to the Middle East this past. Actually, I was supposed to be there right now. I would have been there and doing this program from there. I'm not supposed to talk about it very much because it involves what they call a hidden government, the Iranian hidden. There's a group of people who are trying to get rid of the Ayatollah.
Huh. So Iran has a shadow government too?
Yes. Wow. Amazing, isn't that how that works? Yeah, I know.
With things in common.
Yeah.
All right, well, Jennifer's here. We ought to get to a couple of the things from the top of the list. Jeffrey Epstein. Is it Steen or Stein? I don't know how to pronounce
that. It's Epstein.
Epstein. Okay. And what comes of all of this for all of us in terms of conversation? This guy is no good and has never been any good as far as I don't get why it's taken this long. Even though he's had legal troubles before, why now are we going after him?
I think that's what a lot of people are asking. And is it because he's tied into a lot of politicos and a lot of celebrities and maybe even law enforcement? Or is it that his wealth is buying privilege?
Law enforcement.
I mean, there's a lot of questions to be answered. And this week we saw the Labor Secretary, Alex Acosta, do a press conference, which he should have done, to explain the reason why he offered a plea deal to Jeffrey Epstein in Florida. It wasn't just Alex Acosta. There was a group of people involved with it, even some names that we've heard a lot about in the past, James Comey, Robert Mueller, many others from the federal level involved with this plea deal offered to Jeffrey Epstein. But I guess the question is not necessarily about Alex Acosta, but just how he's avoiding all of these massive sentences. It was revealed that when he was in jail in Florida, he was able to get out 6 days a week, and he was able to go and work and then come back to prison to sleep. Now his lawyers in the case against him in New York are asking if he can have those same type of privileges, if he can bail out for $75 million and stay at home under house arrest. I doubt that that's going to be a possibility, because people are finally waking up to the seriousness of the charges that have been levied against this guy for decades.
So what do you do? How's this playing in Florida, John Harper? What's the overview there?
Actually, Doug and everyone, the overview here in Florida is in many respects just Jennifer had said, after all these decades of the shenanigans that this guy was pulling, how come all of a sudden this is coming to light? A lot of people here think it definitely is tied into political aspirations of the president and others who are trying to make sure that this guy doesn't surface again with his money, especially to help support some of the Democrats running for president. So a lot of people are very skeptical about the motives behind this, what's going on behind
this. Who'd be dumb enough to take this guy's money, though?
Chuck Schumer.
Every
other Democrat.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
How long have we been hearing about the Lolita Express? I mean, how many years has that expression been around?
And that Bill Clinton had been on it.
Why we know about it, is because of Clinton's involvement.
But the island is called pervert. What is it called? Pedophile Island or something?
Well, that's what the media calls it.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I don't think that's the official name.
Right.
Yeah. I don't think he changed it.
He didn't register that.
To Pervert Cove. I don't think he did that.
No. All right, Jensen, you haven't weighed in on this. What do you think? What's going on in your neck of the woods when it comes to it?
What I said in passing on the air was, if
I did. I said, as if Trump is actually involved in some way with this party, with the 28 girls, women, who knows what right now, only him and Epstein at Mar-a-Lago. In that case, I believe Republicans would rise up against Trump, unlike the Democrats who refused to rise up against Clinton for the same sort of thing. Oh, man, did I get scorched on the phones. How
Why?
Dare you use the word if, and how dare you make that presumption? Who do you think you are, Joy Behar? And that was, like, the biggest insult I've ever
that's
experienced.
Horrible insult. Yes.
It was terrible. I know.
Who do you think you are, Joy Behar? There are 12 more women who have come out in the last couple of days with accusations of more sexual assault and sex trafficking since the arrest. So this is just this week where there are more women named. And this seems sort of go back to Weinstein and what happened and how a few women came out and then a few more came out and then more and more and more. Is Gloria Allred involved in this somehow or other? This,
no, not yet. It's one of the two.
It's coming.
I think it's going to open
up.
She
will be.
Yeah, the more interesting question as to how people vet their donors, because this guy has been giving money to Democrats for a very, very long time and a lot of money. And there's a story that isn't getting much news nationally, but locally in Los Angeles, where I live, there's a guy named Ed Buck, who is also a huge Democrat donor. And he had two men at two different times, two gay men, die in his home from being overdosed on drugs that he gave them. And he was a donor to Adam Schiff. He was a donor to some really big-name prominent Democrats. The mayor of Los Angeles is one. So I think the question is now, can you effectively, do you have to vet the people that are going to be donating these big dollar amounts? I don't mean the people that are donating $28 to Bernie Sanders. I'm talking about the ones who are donating thousands and thousands of dollars to all of these guys. Is it going to be their responsibility to take ownership of
who gives
them money?
You can thank Citizens United for all of this unending dollars coming through the portals. It's so corrupt. This country has become
Let me suggest,
so
I think voters really won't care so much. I mean, the Clintons have two big fundraisers who went to jail, and that doesn't seem to slow anything down. Does that play into your thinking?
I just think it's going to be interesting to see, because people are trying, you know, obviously everybody, and it's so sad because the real charges here are so disgusting and sick, but everybody's trying to politicize it. People on the left want Trump to be at these parties with Jeffrey Epstein. People on the right want Bill Clinton to be caught on the Lolita Express.
Yeah.
This is, and no one's thinking about the victims because we're thinking about politics. What I would think is, do the politicians like Chuck Schumer, who called for the resignation of Alex Acosta this week, do they need to take ownership for the fact that they themselves took thousands of dollars from this guy? Do they have a part in that? Maybe they do. Maybe that becomes part of the conversation.
Yeah,
I'll take the vegetarian menu, please. We'll continue our focus on this. Let's go to something else in a moment. Maybe we'll spend a few minutes talking about this week's business with ICE and what's going on the border. As we continue here, 16 past the hour, here's the most comfortable pillow you can own. You know the story. You've heard it 100 times, maybe 1,000 times. Many spokespeople like me talk about the value, the virtue of my pillows. We get them. We use them. I got the sheets. I got the mattress covers. So I have pillows, pillowcases, sheets, mattress top covers, all of that stuff. And it all adds to my having a great night's rest. You've been there. You may not have done that, but maybe you ought to think about having a whole new look, a whole new feel to your bedroom. Start with the pillows. If you're not familiar with MyPillows, then go to MyPillow.com and order a couple of their Blue Perfect pillows that so many people love so much. I like them because they really do, after all this time, and Jennifer will tell you the same thing, that you can fluff them up. They don't go flat and stay. I bought a couple of really expensive pillows at Macy's a few years ago, and they are off. They lost all of whatever it was that they had. They're just like big tubs of nothing. But with the MyPillow, you just throw them in the washing machine, the dryer, and they come back out like new. And the sheets seem to feel that way, too. So anyway, the quality is not questioned. The deals are fabulous. All you have to do is avail yourself of MyPillow.com. Go to the website, MyPillow.com, and look and see what they have. Order sheets, order pillows, pillowcases, the whole thing, and ensure you're going to get a great night's rest. If you try them for a couple of months and don't like it for whatever reason, just send them back, and they give you your money back. You're not going to get that at Bed Bath & Beyond. Only at MyPillow You'll love them. MyPillow. Everything's made in the USA. Go to MyPillow.com. Order your sheets, your pillows, pillowcases. Get all kinds of discounts. And the promo code is DJV to use at MyPillow.com. Doug Steffen here. I've had a MyPillow for a couple of years now. For that, like a lot of you, I had problems getting to sleep and staying asleep. So today, I set that fill, that patented fill inside MyPillow the way I want it every night before I go to sleep, to support me where I need it. Just like Mike Lindell, the founder, said, I feel like I fall asleep faster and maybe even sleep better. For me, it's not about how much time in bed, it's about how much time is quality rest. Made right here in the U.S. with a 10-year warranty, you can wash and dry MyPillows, a 60-day money-back guarantee, and for a limited time, go to MyPillow.com and get a two-pack of MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. That's $34.99 a pillow, lowest price ever offered here. Only available at MyPillow.com. Use the promo code DJV. Two premium MyPillows, $69.98, with the code DJV at MyPillow.com. Can you imagine going to jail and losing everything? Having your book banned? Sounds kind of crazy, doesn't it? Well, there's a fellow named Charles Pixley, and that's exactly what happened after he discovered a product called 714X and organized a team of doctors to do research and test it. In his book, Do No Harm with 714X, Pixley asked what happened to the healing arts in America. Cancer alone has become a big business. Is the FDA and Big Pharma holding back treatments and cures to protect their multi-billion dollar diagnosis and treatment businesses? After decades of research, months in prison, and 22 years of silence, Charles Pixley is speaking out again. His book, Do No Harm with 714X. You can get a copy of it for $10 when you use the promo code DJV at 714xbook.com. That's 714xbook.com, promo code DJV. Education is the best medicine.
The Top Radio Countdown.
KCNR is proud to announce that we are now live at 96.5 FM, as well as online, and as always, heard on 1460 AM. Weekday mornings, wake up with the Sue McClain News Hour, followed by Free Fire Radio, your talk radio station at the epicenter of change in downtown Reading. 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. Noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. 3 to 6, the hard-hitting constitutional expert, Mark Levin. Monday through Thursdays at 6 p.m., local shows feature everything from the paranormal to pop culture to unsung heroes of our area. 7 to 9, Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. And finish your weekday with the Chris Plant Show, 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. KCNR, now on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and always online. More than ever, we're your locally owned, community-connected talk radio.
Market volatility has become a fact of life. What does this mean for your investments? Are you aware of and prepared for the risks volatility poses to your portfolio? Should you consider changing your specific holdings or the mix of assets in your account?
Rick Hill and Rory Greek Financial Advisors, the Pathfinder Group at Morgan Stanley, can give you insights about these and other questions and can also suggest strategies that may help better prepare you for the market's ups and downs.
Please call Rick Hill or Rory Greek Financial Advisors at the Redding, California branch at Rick Hill or Rory Greek at 223-4200.
Investments and services are offered through Morgan Stanley Smith Barney, LLC, member SIPC.
The McConnell Foundation is pleased to sponsor this year's Colt 45 season. We support hometown baseball in South City Park, part of the heart of Reading. Families, local businesses, and nonprofits make this community event successful. The McConnell Foundation believes the best way to build community is to support it together. Baseball is for everyone, from little leaguers to senior games. Thank you for rooting for our home team. Go Colt 45s!
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Talk Radio Roundup, the review of the hot hits in talk radio for the week of July 8th to the 12th. 2019. I'm Doug Steffen, along with Rick Jensen from WDEL in Wilmington, Delaware, John Harper from WMEL on the Space Coast in Florida, Rich McFadden's in the control room in our originating network, Radio America in Washington, and I'm on my farm in Massachusetts. So, John, let's go to you because this is a developing, I guess this is one of those things we call a developing story, but the fascination, I think you and I first became friends when I was down there. I think it was the first shot, if I'm not mistaken. As you remember, Jay Honeycutt, Richie, you remember Jay.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Who was all over the place. He was the one who picked the first. All these astronauts we're going to talk about, he picked them. That's where he got started, and then he ran the shuttle program, and then he ran Kennedy Space Center. And during all of this, I had unfettered access to anybody I wanted, anything I wanted, and I was at a number of launches that took place during the time. Remember the one, Richie? I'm sitting in the stand as the space, the shuttle takes off, and the noise. You couldn't believe it. The microphones. You couldn't believe the noise. And we were, what is that, John? Downrange from where the press sits is a couple of miles, isn't it?
It's 2.5 miles from the launch pad.
Yeah. Right. But yet you think you're right on top of it because the Earth really does move under your feet.
Yeah, it's a lot of pressure.
So you've probably seen a lot of the specials this week. PBS has been loaded with recounts. And, I mean, the whole business with a focus on the first man, that movie, Neil Armstrong's story, and Buzz Aldrin and White, the whole thing coming together on the 50th anniversary. So what special things are going on down there in your immediate locale? Because you're right on the Space Coast, right there where the Kennedy Space Center is.
Yeah, it's really kind of exciting here, Doug, once again, as I think I've told you on some subsequent conversations. That's Cupcake the dog in the background.
Hey, Cupcake, how you doing?
Let me move to another room. But it has the excitement has been building now for about the past month or two in anticipation of the 50th anniversary of Apollo 11. Huge events are starting today and will run through next week, bringing astronauts back. There are parades recreating the same parade route that used to take place in Cocoa Beach. All different types of memorabilia are being presented again, even moon pies and throwback bottles of Pepsi Cola are being offered to the public down here. It's just been crazy. It's been a lot of fun, and it's been amazing to think, Doug, and everyone, that 50 years ago there were over 1 million people who...
Whoops. We lost him. Sounds like we lost him.
He's breaking down, and in order to escape Cupcake, he lost reception.
We'll get him back again. All right, we'll put him back into the other room. We come back on the other side of the bottom of the hour. But it is, I think it's one of the most exciting times. It was, when you think about it, and this is what I was watching this the other day, I was thinking, this was only 24 years after the end of World War II. Rick, think about it, and Richie, think about it that way. We came out of World War II and grabbed Wernher von Braun, who is the German responsible for building the V-2 rocket, and they grabbed, not only they grabbed von Braun, but they grabbed all of his team. The Nazis had created or collected these people to try to build rockets that they could use to win the war. They weren't successful, so the day the war was over, the minute was over, the United States grabbed Wernher von Braun before the Russians could. And that's really kind of where this all came from. Certainly something to continue talking about as we proceed here on the Talk Radio Review.
You probably don't think very often about support for your brain, but you should. Join the millions of people supporting their brain function with America's most popular brain supplement, Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Have you heard what President Trump said recently?
Newsmax, you like Newsmax. I like it too. I like it too.
Now you can watch Newsmax TV and get the truth about Trump from Bill O'Reilly, Mike Reagan, Alan Dershowitz, Pat Buchanan, and more. Newsmax TV is America's fastest growing cable news channel, now in 70 million homes. Find Newsmax on DirecTV, Dish, Xfinity, Spectrum, Optimum, Fios, UVerse, and more systems. See Newsmax TV today. It's real news for real people.
Balance of nature, changing the world, one life at a time.
When I wasn't taking it and I was waiting for my operation, I was feeling very tired. Now I'm driving like 11, 12 hours a day. I told you I manage 15 gas stations. And I have so much energy, I even gave some of my pills for my son. And he said, Dad, this is good, so I like it. I'm healing so fast. It's like amazing. My family is so surprised. Because my wound, like, closing up and doing so good. So that is working now that I'm starting taking my those fruits and vegetables.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code DJV.
For over 45 years, Clyde's Home Entertainment is the place people turn to for locally owned expert advice on electronics that turn your home into a theater. Clyde's goes the extra mile for their customers. They have a huge selection of audio and video accessories and equipment. Whether it's the latest 4K television or a hard-to-find accessory, Clyde's is the place for all your home electronic needs. Clyde's is a full-service dealer for Samsung, Klipsch, Yamaha, LG, and more. They offer full-service Dish Network. Be sure to ask about the current monthly specials. The original, and still the best, Clyde's Enterprises, 1250 Hartnell and Reading. They have it all. 221-4144. That's 221-4144. Clyde's.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment and business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at KCNR1460.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Talk Radio Review on the air. I'm Doug Steffen with Rick Jensen, Rich McFadden, and John Harper. We're sort of deviating a little bit for a few more minutes since Wimpy the dog drove John into another... what's the name of the dog?
No. Cupcake.
Oh, Cupcake. That's right, too. All right.
You remember that? Didn't you have an old girlfriend named Cupcake?
I think in my past I've had a number of ladies, but I don't think there's been a Cupcake.
Ah, all right.
Look forward to that in the future.
Time.
Yeah, thank you. All right. So John Harper from WMEL, we're talking about the all the focus. And maybe next week is we would review what has happened. But this week coming, the 50th anniversary of the flight to the moon by Apollo 11 and all the things that are going on down there. Hasn't the Space Coast sort of been revitalized to a point with new activity for a while when Bush was in and Obama didn't help things either? There was massive cuts to the NASA budget, a lot of the things that were going on down there. I think all of us that knew anything knew that cutting out the shuttle program was really not very smart. We gave a lot of money to the Russians, and look what they bring. I think each time we send a man to Russia to go up to the space station, like $53 million it costs us, or some outrageous thing like that. So how are things changing? This, we're not, by the way, this happens in coincidence with the celebration of Area 51 in Arizona, so, but there's no coincidence there, I guess. Anyway, this week is a big, so, massive thing going on.
I'm curious to find out, though, John, isn't privatization of the space organization, has that revitalized the Space Coast? I mean,
absolutely, Richie and Doug, it sure has, and the Space Coast has really come back. It's booming again. It's changed in some dynamics compared to what it once was, where you'd have 5,000 people every morning driving to the Kennedy Space Center to go to work. But nonetheless, there are so many private companies that have moved into the area, with, of course, at the top of that list, SpaceX, Blue Origin, has just built a new hangar right next to the Kennedy Space Center, just huge, and creating all types of new jobs. Real estate is booming again down here, and the likes of which the Space Coast has not seen since the space shuttle started to fly, and things were really happening. And as you said, Doug, when the shuttle program ended 5 years ago, the lights dimmed quite a bit here on the Space Coast, but it has come back with a lot of excitement, a lot of enthusiasm, and the Space Coast is back.
You know what's sad about this? This is 2020 hindsight, but the lack of visionaries that we've had as leaders in our country, when Kennedy said we'll get a man to the moon by the end of the decade, that was the inspiration. That's all it took. For politicians to say, okay, we're going to fund this and get a dab, especially after he met his untimely death. But there, you know, since that time, there was that whole stress in school on science and technology and mathematics, and people said they wanted to work for the space program. They wanted to be an astronaut. They wanted to do stuff. Now you don't have anybody coming out of school saying they have any real strong aspirations for anything like that, even though there are good people that are in the program for sure, many more women, and I think that's a good thing, more women pilots.
I know a kid who just graduated in my neighborhood from Virginia Tech and got his master's and is a rocket scientist.
Is he good?
And going to be working in the field. So, I think with the SpaceX thing and with those boosters being able to land back on their pad.
Yeah,
and
that
I
was
think
part
the
of
talk of
saying.
Rovers on Mars and kids following the rover on Mars on Instagram, I think that's kind of firing up interest with this generation.
Well, I think that's what I was saying and suggesting was that we had that, and it went away because the public support for it went away. But we now have people who are inspired. We had inspired leadership at the time this stuff started on the public side. We don't have inspired leadership now on the public side, but we do have inspired leadership on the private side. Say what you will about Mosk or some of these other characters.
But that's my question for both of you, okay, and John specifically. Do you think that ending the shuttle program helped push this privatization, and do you think that was intentional on the government's part? So like Bush, and ending the shuttle program.
Yes to the first question, no to the second question.
So you think it's just by chance that he was lucky that privatization.
Well, you think somebody thought this through in Washington? Come on, Rich. You know
I wonder if somebody thought this through in Washington.
All right, go ahead, John.
The end of the shuttle program had been discussed for many years before it even occurred because they knew the shuttle fleet was aging and would have to be totally revitalized to keep those birds flying again for the next 10 years or more. So there was a lot of talk about the fact that we could not afford a new shuttle fleet, so a new program had to be developed, and the private companies had to come in and kind of pick up the reins, and there's no doubt about it. SpaceX has done that. You mentioned, Doug, the landing of the first stage of the SpaceX rocket back here at the Kennedy Space Center. That's huge and absolutely creating a lot of excitement for people throughout the country seeing those things. It looks like a Buck Rogers movie.
Yeah, it's great that the private sector is involved. I'm all for the private sector. But when it comes to the money, you tell us we don't have the money for it, but we have money to develop new missiles and new airplanes that the Air Force doesn't want. Come on.
Let's not forget Trump has got Star Wars under the Air Force's control there, or is it the Pentagon's control now?
Yeah, right. All right, let's move on. Back to the stories that are a part of the countdown. A lot of the same stuff here, and that's why I'm not spending a lot of time on it. There's nothing new that I can see in the presidential race other than somebody dropping out this week. More of the same old banal BS. The soccer, though, the women's soccer team, what it's done, and the focus on equal pay, I think that's been part of the talk tree. So, Rick, how have you handled that on your program?
I actually had our sports director on, and we both went into great detail about how the women's and men's national teams negotiate their contracts. Are the women underpaid? Not really, based upon the way that they actually negotiate the contracts and all. A contract player with the women's team gets $100,000 automatically. Men are bonuses only. The women play fewer teams than the men do. But right now, what's going to happen is they're going to get more money for sponsors, and they will be making more money because two in a row, you just can't ignore that.
I think there's a lot of buying opportunity for
these sponsors here.
All right, the F-bomb, your AB time with the ABC coverage of the...
I'm talking about everywhere.
Oh, my goodness. Do you remember when Chase Utley dropped the F-bomb, all excited, the Phillies won the national championship? Sorry about that, Rich.
Yep.
And I just like to do that to Rich because he's a Nationals fan. And he was gently chastised by the media and others. Now you have an ABC News editor, as well as some others, Alexandra Sofokos, who's celebrating Ashley Harris... And Megan Rapinoe using the mother F word and twerking, chugging beers. And what she said on Twitter is that, oh, this is great stuff. This is great content. Let's not stop her. This is wonderful. I'm thinking, wait a minute. Why is this all of a sudden wonderful for ABC News?
Well, here's my spin. I don't understand if they want to get equal pay. Why would you market yourself the way that they are marketing themselves in the celebration here? They are, whenever I see them on social media, there's F-bombs flying, there's twerking, there's all kinds of language going on. And I'm thinking, how are you going to get big sponsors and get the money that you want to get if you're out here representing yourself like this?
Here's my spin on the Rapinoe and Rapoport, whatever her name is, and some of the other stuff, whether I sound like an old white guy or I don't sound like an old white guy, this is, to me, the same kind of stuff now coming about when the kid, remember the kid that was the mouthy kid after the shootout down in Florida? What was that kid's name that was all over everywhere in the media, and he got to be very impressed with himself?
David Hogue.
Right. Yeah. Okay, Rapinoe is in that same category as far as I'm concerned at this point. Maybe a great player, The teammates love her.
It's a great,
I don't see her.
It's a great story that they won.
Yeah, it is.
It's
yeah.
great for
well,
the country. But now represent us, please.
Yeah, yeah. All right, you got anything on this one, John, or you want to leave it?
What you said, Doug, I kind of totally agree with. There's nothing else really needs to be said other than the fact that I think the women want equal pay. Okay, that's fine, but they're going to have to really step up, and I think their game has been stepped up, but they're going to have to step up their off-field behavior for the American public to totally embrace this, because at the moment, the American public, in my opinion, is not.
All right. Number five, questions on citizenship and the border. The Chicago mayor has banned ICE from police databases in Chicago. We'll talk about that as our countdown overview continues here. Power Swabs works in 5 minutes to whiten your teeth, an average of 2 shades every time you apply it, so keep doing it so you can lift the stains naturally off all of your teeth, your caps, your crowns, your veneers. You're a smiler. You like to smile. People love others who smile at them. You make friends by smiling, but you're going to make friends if you got an ugly smile. If your teeth are ugly, yellow, awful, then let's see if we can turn that around with the most advanced way in America to whiten your teeth. This is a fabulous whitening system. Came from a dentist named Martin Ginniger. He used it. Then he sold it to some of his pals who were dentists. Now it's available on the market. You can find it and use it very, very easily. Customer reviews on their website, fabulous. And by the way, you can't order Power Swabs and get the 50% off the retail unless you call 208-1797 with 800 as the preface. 800-208-1797. Order now. Get your teeth whitened the natural way. You can do it yourself 5 minutes at a time, and the impressiveness of this is beyond reproach. So let's take advantage of the opportunity. As I said, can't get it online. Only available at 50% of the retail cost. Use the DJV code when you call for Power Swabs at 800-208-1797. Talk Radio Countdown Show. On the story page, the number 10 item is the continuing focus, discussion, if you will, on climate change. What are we doing to the weather? The Gulf Coast storm Barry and the storm surges, what's happening in the Delta, all of that sort of thing. A very important story. Passing of Ross Perot is number 9. Number 8, the ambassador to Britain leaving. Number 7, tensions between us and the Iranians. Number 6, that social media summit at the White House. Number 5, continuing focus on the census question. Number 4, presidential race. Number 3, the soccer victory, the women's soccer victory, and some of the issues that surround that. Number 2, continuing focus on immigration and the border situation. And number 1, the case of one Jeffrey Epstein. Cap that focus on the story list from Talkers Magazine.
This report is brought to you by Crescent Tools. Most toolboxes contain a crescent wrench, which tradesmen and DIYers have trusted for more than a century. But what many call a crescent wrench isn't always the real deal. The reason? True crescent wrenches are made by Crescent Tools, which started producing the adjustable wrench in 1907. However, few realize that Crescent is the brand, not the tool. Nor do they understand that Crescent makes more than just wrenches. Brendan Walsh, Director of Product Management at Crescent Tools.
What a person thinks is a crescent wrench may just be an adjustable wrench, and there's a difference. We've innovated the crescent wrench to meet the needs of today's tool user and have expanded to offer a solid crew of tools in addition to wrenches.
While wrenches are their signature products, Crescent manufactures 2,800 tools, including files, snips, storage cabinets, and measuring tapes, establishing Crescent Tools as one of the most respected professional hand tool brands in the world. So, the next time you reach into your toolbox, check to see if it's actually a crescent wrench or an imposter. For more information, visit www.crescenttool.com.
our coffee and red wine, leaving your teeth stained. We can see you out there in your selfies. Well, we have the perfect risk-free solution for you here on the DJV Show to make you more confident in your smiles. Power Swabs is the world's most advanced teeth whitening system that transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. That's right, just 5 minutes. Now, having a bright white smile is still really important, and after only using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results. I don't even think twice now about cracking a smile and taking a selfie. Why give up on your coffee or wine when you can transform your smile in as little as 5 minutes? Power Swabs are super fast. They're easy and hygienist approved. You just snap, swab, and smile. It's really that simple. Get Power Swabs today. This exclusive offer is not available online or in store, so call now for your Power Swabs offer today. 800-208-1797. Again, 800-208-1797. Call now for your Power Swabs today at 800-208-1797.
On the people list, a lot of the folks from the stories, we put these, one of the reasons I record these and put them in the program is because we don't often, once or twice during the course of the hours that we're on, we may go through the list specifically, but then we go off into tangents about some of the issues and the people. But the list at 10, starting is Ross Perot and his passing. Number 9, Kim DeRock, I think that's how you pronounce your name. Number 8, Ilhan Omar. Number 7, AOC. Number 6, Bernie Sanders. Number 5, Joe Biden. Number 6, Megan Rapinoe. Number 3 is Alex Acosta. Number 2 is Jeffrey Epstein. And number 1 is Donald Trump. Is there a connection between Donald Trump and Mr. Epstein? Well, a lot of people that are trying to make that case, whether there is or there isn't, I guess remains to be seen. I think Epstein, once he's taken care of, will disappear from the pages of history, but Donald Trump will stay there, as I guess is appropriate, because he's the president. Thanks to Rick Jensen, Rich McFadden, John Harper here with us on the countdown. The last note struck by Lori Lightfoot, the mayor of Chicago, who says the city has banned ICE enforcement from accessing Chicago Police Department's databases. How do they do that? How do you just say you can't? How do you say to the Fed, screw you, we're not letting you in to our information?
I think they banned the feds from accessing their database.
Ah, okay. It may be a political, especially, I don't know how much trouble there is in Chicago when race, you know, comes into the picture. Certainly all of the killings and stuff going on there have racial motivations. I may be influenced because I've become a fan of Chicago PD, the Dick Wolf show. And so maybe my mind is corrupted a little bit about what's going on from that television show, but I got to tell you something. These guys got a lot of balsam, somebody like her, to say what she did and think she's going to get away with it. Ah, well, overviews galore here on our review of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio. Thanks to the talk professionals for being here this week.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
At Orchard Nutrition Center, we strive to be the gatekeepers of 100% organically grown produce. Our goal is to provide you and your family with produce that is fresh from the farm and pure 100% organically grown. Orchard Nutrition Center, Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
Powerhouse Solar announces their new design showroom at 4616 Caterpillar Road. Now with Powerhouse Solar's new design showroom, you can view your property and see your solar design on the spot so you can see what best works for you. Maybe it's a trellis-mounted system, pole-mounted systems, or roof mount. See all the options in Powerhouse Solar's design showroom at 4616 Caterpillar Road. For information, go to powerhousesolar.com or call 275-5600. Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower Elite dealer.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
While serving in Iraq, Sergeant Jason Nielsen suffered a paralyzing injury. Paralyzed Veterans of America's service officers are trained to help injured veterans get all the benefits they've earned. To help paralyzed veterans, visit pva.org.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Tech Talk time, 53 after the hour, a review of the top five technology items that trends this past week, courtesy of the work done by Victoria Keelan, who's here with me. I'm Doug Steffen with an intro to number five as we count toward number one, and it's a focus on the most popular television. You know, after you, after you did this story, I went downstairs and took out the measuring the yardstick and measured my TV. It was 55 inches. I didn't even know how big it was. And you said that had been the largest or most popular.
That's what we have. We've got a 55.
Yeah. Yep. Sorry. So how is that changing?
It's now 65 inches. According to TrendForce, which is a data market research firm, they say that 65-inch TVs are now the most popular choice for North American living rooms, and the reason for that is because prices for the 65-inch TVs have fallen by about 25% this year, and the prices of the 55-inch TVs have stayed the same. The result is that now people are deciding, well, another 10 inches, why not? I'll buy the cheaper, larger TV. And the reason for that, there's a few different reasons for the shift in the price. The trade war with China has definitely played a big part. TV manufacturers have been stockpiling products in anticipation of the planned 25% tariffs that essentially have failed to materialize. So there's that. That means they've got huge stockpiles of these 65-inch TVs. They were forced to lower the prices if they wanted to clear out their inventories. So here's the good thing. You can look for this trend to play out even more during the upcoming Amazon Prime Day, and they already have some sales on 65-inch TVs from various brands. So if that's what you're in the market for, this is actually the, well, technically, Mercury's still in retrograde, so you may not want to buy a TV right now. But, yeah, but if you really need a TV, then, you know, go ahead.
Mercury's in retrograde for another 2 weeks, in fact. So, yeah, not a good
Not great for Prime Day. They should have planned it better.
Yeah, they should be thinking about that stuff.
Yeah.
Number four on our countdown is a focus on Etsy prices.
Yeah, the Etsy marketplace, which of course is one of the most popular online marketplaces around the world for handcrafted goods, they announced this week that they will be prioritizing the listings on Etsy based on free shipping offers or not. So the Etsy justified this decision, saying that Etsy buyers are 20% more likely to buy items if they include free shipping. Now, this is not great news for the sellers on Etsy, who are all very much, you know, individual artisans, crafters, mom-and-pop little shops and things like that, because they say incorporating the cost of free shipping is going to force them to raise their prices, which also is not great for the consumer. But this is the way they're moving forward, and Etsy says they know the new policy is not going to be that popular with everyone, but they feel they need to do it in order to keep up with Amazon.
Yep, there you go. Keep up with the neighbors. Speaking of that, Target trying to do the sort of same thing. Yeah, number three?
Yep, Target wants you to keep Amazon. Yep, Target wants you to keep your wallet out after shopping Amazon Prime Day, because they're holding their own mega sale called Deal Days on July 15th and 16th. On day one, you'll get 40% off furniture and indoor rugs and kitchen appliances like Instant Pot, which is the number one best-selling brand at this point in for kitchenware in the country, and KitchenAid mixers and things like that. And then day two, you'll get 30% off exclusive home brands that Target carries. And if you have a Target Red Card, you'll get an additional 5% off those purchases, and if you spend $35 or more on any of the goods, then you get free shipping. So Target says that more bargains they're going to roll out more bargains, which the sale ends 11/59 on July 16th.
Roll out the bargains. Number two, the rivalry. I was just talking a little bit ago, HBO and Netflix, and now Warner Media in on the act, Victoria.
Yeah, Warner Media owns HBO now, and so they have HBO Go, they have HBO Now, and soon there will be HBO Max. HBO Max is going to be the most important property that Warner Media has. It's going up against Netflix, Hulu, and the upcoming Disney Plus streaming services. They're going to have a lot of original programming. They're going to have exclusive to every episode of Friends, which is actually
actually the number one streamed thing on Netflix. It's leaving Netflix this year and going to HBO. So lots of cool stuff. And again, it's just going to cost the consumer more money with all these subscriptions every month. We're going to be broke.
Number one this week is a focus on AT&T being first.
Yes, AT&T is the first cellular company to block all robocalls for their customers by default, meaning the customer doesn't need to do anything. They don't need to opt into the program. They don't have to pay an extra fee. The other carriers, T-Mobile, Sprint, and Verizon, trying to figure out what they're going to do with this, but AT&T definitely got out ahead. And if you are looking for a new provider, AT&T might be a good one to check out.
All right, there it is. All these things are important technologically, and we do it to sort of tune you up at the end of the week. When I say we, I'm here to support Victoria. She's done the work. Victoria Keelan and the Dougster at 59 past the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
This is your Check It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by ASUS.
Did you know that 1 in 5 Americans suffer from security fatigue?
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? Every week there's a new chapter. To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program, Sunday morning at 9 a.m. on KCNR 1460 AM with your hosts, Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
The best shows, the best hosts, the best guests.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. The Trump administration's nationwide crackdown on illegal immigrants was expected to begin this weekend, targeting people in cities across the country. On ABC's This Week Sunday, acting Immigration Services Director Ken Cuccinelli said it's odd to see what all the fuss is about when the ICE agents are just doing what they're supposed to.
It shows how far we've fallen that it's even news that ICE is doing its job. This is their job every day.
And Cuccinelli says bogus asylum seekers are the ones slowing down the entire system.
The people really claiming asylum with no basis, just totally fraudulently, are clogging a system for legitimate asylum seekers. They're caught in this too. Let's not forget the people who are consistent with our laws. They're swept up in this too.
Administration officials said the coordinated action would target about 2,000 people with final deportation orders in a number of major cities. Con Ed President Tim Cawley says they are investigating the cause of Saturday night's blackout in New York City.
Certain things we know. The equipment that was restored that is providing the power today, we know that equipment is sound, and that's the vast majority of the equipment. Certain equipment that is that requires testing to confirm its health, we're going to have to work through that physical testing.
Senator Charles Schumer, though, is calling for a federal probe into why thousands of people in Manhattan were without power for several hours. But Cawley says the system is built to handle the hottest days and the extreme use of power, so it's unclear what happened here.
That's why we're going to have to dig deep to understand, notwithstanding all of those built-in backups, this event sort of got past that and resulted in a large outage.
An anti-Brexit activist who won a major legal case against the British government said Sunday she will go to court again if the next prime minister tries to force the UK out of the European Union without a deal. News and analysis at townhall.com.
Maybe you'd like to know what exactly Relief Factor is. It was created by doctors. It's a 100% drug-free supplement with 4 key ingredients that simply help your own body deal with the natural inflammatory response that it has. It's easy to swallow, 4 little capsules in each packet, like the packet that I carry with me at all times. 3 packets a day for a week, then 2 packets a day for 2 weeks, and I have just described the 3-week quick start. And you will know in 3 weeks, that's the beauty of it, whether it works. They don't drag you on. That costs just $19.95. There's a very good chance that a very serious percentage of my listeners suffer from some sort of muscular or joint pain. You should try this for $19.95. That's all you can lose. If it works, it'll send it to you automatically. If it doesn't work, tell them not to send any shipments. And it's as simple as that. It is all at ReliefFactor.com. I've been using it for years now. ReliefFactor.com.
A reigning champ at the box office looks like they're going to hold the title for at least another week. Ben Thomas has a look at the movies.
You don't want any part of this.
Oh, but audiences do. Spider-Man Far From Home continues to pull in the biggest crowds in theaters, earning more than $45 million in its second weekend. Its global earnings have already topped $800 million.
Who is that guy?
I want you to meet Orky!
Toy Story 4 holds on to second, adding more than $20 million, but original fare continues to struggle.
Yeah, I know.
Grab your families, your loved ones, and get out.
Crawl. About a father and daughter trapped in their home with angry alligators during a hurricane, opens third with $12 million, while the comedy Stuber took in just $8 million, putting it fourth. I'm Ben Thomas.
And you can check out breaking news and read more analysis at townhall.com. Marriott's being sued by the Attorney General for the District of Columbia, who alleges the hotelier is misleading customers by advertising room rates without including mandatory resort fees.
The lawsuit was filed in D.C. Superior Court after an investigation conducted by all 50 state attorneys general. According to the lawsuit, Marriott doesn't include mandatory resort fees in the room rates it displays online. Consumers only discover the fees after they begin to book a room. They may also be called amenity fees or destination fees. The lawsuit says at least 189 Marriott hotels worldwide charge the fees, which range from $9 to $95 per day. It's seeking a court order to require Marriott to advertise the fees up front. Jeremy House reporting.
India's called off the launch of their moon mission to explore the lunar South Pole. They say they hit a technical snag right before Monday's launch. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
This message is brought to you by Woot.com, an Amazon company. Holy crap! Woot.com is turning 15? That's right, the site that brings you ridiculously good deals.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried-and-true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
It's .com.
I'm Greg Bell, and we begin this comedy block with Harold Perry as the Great Gildersleeve. Then how about we check out the series where that character originated, Fibber McGee and Molly. There is a more direct connection between the two episodes we'll be presenting, as both of them deal with Throckmorton P. Gildersleeve's decision to depart Wistful Vista and relocate to Summerfield. The broadcast dates will seem a little backwards, though. Why? Well, the new series, The Great Gildersleeve, debuted in late August of 1941, and of course detailed Gildy's move from one community to the other, and by extension, from one series to another. Well, since Fibber and Molly's radio season would not begin until a month later, his departure from Wistful Vista had to be replayed all over again when that show began its season. We're going to present them chronologically, so later I'll talk about Fibber and Molly, because right now, it's the first show of radio's first spinoff. Harold Perry had played Fibber's blowhard neighbor for a few years when it was decided to give him his own program. And in this debut episode, he is joined by Lorene Tuttle and Walter Tetley as his orphan niece and nephew, Marjorie and Leroy, the children of his sister.
Perry's voice is a little deeper in this one than listeners would come to know. It's from August 31st, 1941.
Kraft presents The Great Gildersleeve. This time, the Kraft Cheese Company presents for your enjoyment Harold Perry as the Great Gildersleeve, written by Leonard L. Levinson. And now for the adventures of the Great Gildersleeve.
Where Fibber McGee and Molly live?
Yes, madam.
Oh, my. Do you think I'll be able to see them from the train window?
No, lady. The McGees are on their vacation.
Oh.
But say, there's a next-door neighbor of theirs, Throckmorton P. Gildersleeve.
Where? Where?
That portly gent with the mustache on the platform, the one making a speech to his employees.
How do you know they're his employees?
Because every time he goes away, he gives them an hour off to come down to the station and wave goodbye.
Oh, so that's Mr. Gildersleeve. Well, I never thought...
Furthermore, I can't tell you how touched I am to see all the employees of the Gildersleeve Girdle Works down here at the station to bid me goodbye. It's indeed... by the way, is there anyone left at the plant?
No.
What if some orders come in? Who'll take the phone calls?
Mert.
Oh, Mert, eh? Yeah. As I was saying while I'm away, I expect every one of you to uphold Gildersleeve Girdles to the best of your ability. And don't forget our motto. If you want the best of corsets Gildersleeve.
Very good, T.P., very good.
Thank you, thank you. You'll get a raise. And though it's necessary for me to go away and attend to other enterprises, the one thing closest to my heart is the Gildersleeve girdle.
How long will you be gone, T.P.?
At least 3 days and maybe till the end of the week.
Oh, before you go, T.P., the Gildersleeve Girdle Workers Guild wishes to present you with this handsome leather briefcase as a token of our esteem for you.
Me? I don't know what to say except...
All aboard!
Yes, all aboard? Oh, no. Oh, my goodness. Out of my way, everybody. Where are my bags?
On the train, T.P.
Thanks. I forgot to buy a ticket. Where do I buy a ticket?
On the train, T.P.
Oh, yes. Let go of me, boys. Where are you pushing me?
On the train, T.P.
Yeah. Goodbye, children. Goodbye, children.
Ticket, Mr. Gildersleeve. Sorry I haven't any berths left.
Couldn't you squeeze me in somewhere?
I'll try, though it'll probably be a tight squeeze.
tight squeeze. Side-splitting, isn't it?
Going to be in Summerfield long?
Oh, no, just 3 or 4 days. I'm taking over the administration of my brother-in-law's estate. They're going to run it for my niece and nephew. But that's quite involved, and I'm hungry. Which way is the diner?
Why, an old experienced traveler like you should know where the diner is.
Huh? Oh, of course. No matter where you are, the diner's always at the other end of the train. See you later. Excuse me, madam. Yes. Pretty crowded in this diner. By George, I'm so hungry I could eat the waiter.
Yes, sir?
Is it all right if I sit at this table?
Yes, sir. Sit right down, sir.
If this gentleman doesn't mind reading his paper on his own side. I said if this gentleman doesn't mind reading his paper on his own side.
Excuse me, sir. Does you mind?
Yes, I do. I'm particular whom I eat with.
You are, eh? Well, I'm not. I'm hungry. Waiter, bring me a steak. A nice, juicy, double tenderloin rare.
Waiter, where's my milk toast? I ordered it 15 minutes ago.
Yeah. I'm sorry, but milk toast takes time, you know.
And waiter, I want a big, heaping plate of French fries.
Yeah, French fries.
And a cup of strong coffee with lots of cream.
Yeah, I'll get it right away, sir.
And bring me my milk toast made with gluten bread, remember?
Yes. Bread. Oh, that reminds me. Some hot biscuits and a little pot of jam.
Gluten bread toasted and a cup of hot water.
And an apple pie a la mode with cheese.
Yeah, with cheese. Yeah.
I can't stand this. Listening to you is giving me heartburn.
It is, waiter, don't forget the steak sauce, ketchup, piccalilli, and relish.
Bring me a glass of bicarbonate of soda, quick.
Yes, right away, sir. I'll be back.
Of course, it's none of my business, mister.
And don't stick your nose in it.
Yes. Well, all right. That's the way you feel about it. I was just going to tell you you're getting your newspaper in the mustard.
I don't use mustard.
No, I guess you don't need any. But what I was going to say was...
Never mind.
Okay, I won't say it then. That mustard from your newspaper is all over your sleeve now.
I don't care. What? Of all the messes I...
Water only spreads it. You see what I tell you?
I'll thank you to mind your own business.
What's the big idea jumping down my throat?
What do you expect addressing a perfect stranger?
You're far from perfect, stranger. And from now on, I'm going to make a career out of ignoring you. Here comes my food. That's pretty snappy service, waiter.
Yes, sir.
Well, where's my milk toast?
Yeah, I'm sorry, sir, but the chef, he's all out of glutton bread. He wants to know would pumpernickel do just as well.
No, pumpernickel wouldn't do just as well. And why keep me waiting all the time while you serve this big buffalo the minute he sits down?
No, look here, mister.
I don't want to look here. I'm sick of the sight of you. The idea. An overstuffed ox like you, guttling and gobbling and gorging yourself like an ostrich. I've got a bad case of indigestion already just from looking at you.
Why, you dyspeptic little dodo. Just because you're mean to your stomach and your stomach talks back to you, you bellyache. Excuse the expression. You're not suffering from indigestion. You're just green with Epicurean envy.
I won't sit here.
Here's your bicarbonate of soda, mister.
Take it away. I need something stronger than that now. I've got some pills down here in my briefcase.
Just a minute there. What are you doing with my briefcase?
Your briefcase? This is mine.
It is not. My employees gave it to me just this afternoon.
Take your fat paws off of my briefcase before I...
Before you watch, you dried up little crab apple.
Now, wait a minute, gentlemen, please.
Let go of my briefcase.
I will not. It's mine.
All right, the idea is...
Yes, ma'am?
Waiter, did you see anything of my briefcase? I left it... Oh, you gentlemen have it. Thank you so much.
Well, for that...
There you are, Mr. Gildersleeve. I've located a berth for you at last.
Oh, that's fine, conductor. I was getting tired of sitting around here in my pajamas. Where is it?
It's upper nine in the next car.
Upper nine? Oh, my goodness. The last time I was in an upper berth was, 50 pounds ago.
The porter's making it up for you now.
Yeah, thanks. I do hope that porter gives me a wide berth. It's so dark in here. Oh, porter! Porter!
Quiet!
Oh, excuse me. Must be sleeping. Oh, porter!
Yeah, sir?
Have you got upper nine ready yet?
Yes, but I didn't anticipate no gentlemen of such ample proportions.
Yeah. Well, maybe I'd better take a ladder.
Yes, you better take two. They're small.
Well, all right, come on.
Yeah, here we are, right up there, sir.
Up there? Oh, my goodness. Hold these ladders steady, porter. Remember, if they tip, I won't.
Yeah, sir. Now, be careful, mister. The train's coming to a sharp curve pretty soon.
When?
Then.
Oh!
Hold on, mister. The ladder's sliding.
I can't hold on. I'm coming down. Look out below.
No! What hit me?
Oh, my sacrileg.
Yeah, miss, let me help you up.
I don't want to get up. I want to sleep.
Not you, miss, the man in Dapper. He's now in the lower.
Then where am I?
You're right here, brother.
Get off of my poor stomach. Who is it?
Huh?
Oh, it's you. What are you doing sneaking into my berth?
I'm not sneaking into your... I'm not sneaking. I'm trying to climb into bed. I'm your upstairs neighbor.
Isn't that nice? I hope that swinging shelf snaps shut on you.
Oh, yeah? If it's going to swing, I'll see that it swings your way. And if I land on you again, brother, you'll spend the rest of the night sleeping in the roadbed.
Oh, quiet. Let me go to sleep.
Okay, Grandpop. Unpleasant dreams. All right, Porter. Give me a leg up again, will you? $32,473. $32,474. $32,475. Oh, my goodness. 2 o'clock already and still not a wink. Yes, $32,476. $32,478. Oh, what's the use? There was only some way of stopping that buzzsaw down there. I can't stand this any longer. Where's that Porter? I'll fix this guy.
Did you call me, sir?
Yes. Would you mind getting me a drink of ice water? I can't sleep.
Yeah, sir.
Yeah.
Here's the water, mister.
Thank you. You needn't wait. Good night, good night, good night.
Good night, sir.
Yes. Now, if I can hold this cup in this hand and open the lower curtain with it. Ah, I've got it. Yeah. Steady now, Gildersleeve. Ready. Aim.
What was that? Porter! Porter! Shut this window, will you? It's raining right in on my face.
Quiet! Can't a man get any rest around here?
You're listening to Harold Perry as the Great Gildersleeve. We'll be right back after this short break.
Hey, guys. I'm Bob the Drop. Welcome to my podcast. Do you like water? If you do, you're going to love me. I'm pure and simple. I'm talking refreshing. Yeah. Spent 500 years in a glacier. The boy was that cold. I never was and never will be tap water. Nope. Bottled at the source, the base of Mount Shasta. Yep, pure and simple. Naturally the best. You can try me by calling 1-800-922-6227. Mount Shasta Spring Water.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and, of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than mainstream media soundbites.
We'll bring you experts on politics, national security, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join us every Sunday from noon until 2. We the People Radio here at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
And now let's get back to the premiere episode of The Great Gildersleeve on When Radio Was.
Good morning, sir. He's just pulling into Summerfield. You want me to brush you off?
No, I'll walk down the steps like the rest of the passengers. Yeah. By the way, Porter, you've given me such good service. Here's an order for a Gildersleeve girdle for your wife.
Thank you, sir. I happen to be a spinster at the moment. But if it's all right with you, I'll put it in my hope chest.
Yes. Yes, that's perfectly all right. Summerfield, eh? By George, I'm certainly looking forward to seeing Marjorie and little Leroy again.
Marjorie, huh? Why can't I call them TP like they do down at this foundry?
It isn't a foundry, Leroy. It's a... Oh, never mind. It's nothing that concerns little boys. And I'm sure that he will prefer to have you call him Uncle Throckmorton.
Oh, shucks. You can't go around calling a big, tough guy who runs a steel foundry Throckmorton. It's positively degradatory.
It's derogatory.
Yeah, it's that, too.
Leroy... Who told you Uncle Throckmorton was in the steel business?
Nah, you thought you were so smart. I saw one of his letterheads. The Gildersleeve Girder Company.
Hmm? Oh, yes. Gildersleeve Girder Company.
Gee, he should be here by now, shouldn't he, Marjorie?
Now, don't you worry, Leroy. Just as soon as this train arrives, Mr. Wills will bring him here for breakfast.
Oh, I wanted to go down to the station, too.
I know, but Ted has to discuss all the legal details with Uncle Throckmorton before we go to court.
Say, you're getting pretty darn stuck on that Ted guy, aren't you?
Why, Leroy Forrester, I am not. Ted Wills is... Really, our lawyer?
He is not. Williams and Williams, Willies and Wills are our lawyers, and Ted's nothing but the tail end.
Well, he's young yet. You just give him time.
Oh, there you go. Well, say, how's if I should call him Uncle Morton?
Call who? Oh, Uncle Throckmorton. Well, I don't think he'd object to that.
Wait, I can do better than that. How's this? Uncle Mort.
Who's that?
Uncle Mort. I'll answer it.
Well, I'll bet this is little Leroy.
Hi, Uncle Mort.
If I who?
You, Uncle Mort. You don't mind if I call you Uncle Mort, do you, Uncle Mort?
No, not at all. Go right ahead. Uncle Mort, eh? I like that.
And this is Marjorie, Mr. Gildersleeve.
Marjorie, eh? Come here, my dear. My, how you've grown.
Uncle Throckmorton, let me take your hat and coat. Will you have some breakfast?
No, thanks. I've already had mine on the... Well, I'll have a cup of coffee.
Sit right here, Uncle. Ted, you sit over there.
Oh, thanks.
My, this looks wonderful.
Hey, Uncle, will you take me back to Wistful Vista with you and let me work in your factory?
What? Well, I didn't think you'd be interested in that sort of thing.
Now, Leroy...
Gee, I am, Uncle Mort. That must be some layout. I bet you make the supports for a lot of big projects there.
We don't turn out an anything much like him, we sort of confine ourselves to foundations.
Say, I'd like to go along sometime when you install some of those foundations.
I don't have the... What did you say, young man?
Oh, please excuse Leroy, Uncle Mort. He's been like that ever since he found out that you owned the Gildersleeve Girder Company.
What? Gildersleeve Girder? Oh, yes, I see it all now. Yes, a bright boy.
Gee, Uncle, do you ever have to slug it out with any of them tough steel workers of yours?
No, I never do.
You don't, huh?
Well, of course, there have been times when I've had to put more snap into their work. Yeah. Once I was so angry, I picked up a badly made foundation and bounced it right off the foreman's head.
You did?
Yeah.
Now, Leroy, let your uncle eat his breakfast.
Yeah.
Have some toast, Uncle Mort?
No, thanks. Speaking of toast reminds me of an amusing incident on the train last night. You'll enjoy this, Leroy. When I went into the diner, the only empty chair was at a table with a sourdough bread. Heard that little rat yell when the ice water hit him in the face.
Yeah. Well, it's time we leave for court, Mr. Gildersleeve.
It is? Come on, kids. This won't take long. Well, all I can say is we run things better than this in Whistle Vista. 11 o'clock and the judge hasn't even shown up yet.
Judge Hooker's usually very prompt.
Yes, the trouble with some of these judges is they think they're little tin gods. Take those black robes away from them, and what have they got? Bow legs.
Gee, that's a hot one, Uncle Mort.
Yeah, I'm glad you like it.
Everyone rise, please.
Ah, at last.
Superior Court, Department 25, the Honorable Hitler Hitch, Hooker Judge for Styling is now in session. Be seated.
Sit down, Uncle Mort.
Thank you. Oh, my goodness. Who's that man sitting in the judge's chair?
Well, that's Judge Hooker.
Judge Hooker? That's the man in the lower berth.
P. Gildersleeve for appointment as administrator of the state of Ray Forrester.
Oh, that's us. Come on, Mr. Gildersleeve.
I'm not feeling very well, Ted. Couldn't we postpone this over to another judge?
Oh, come on, Uncle Mort. Remember what you said. This guy will be a pushover.
Yes, a pushover.
Now, come on. Step up. Don't dawdle. I haven't got all day.
Make a snappy poke. The judge is pretty short-tempered this morning. He didn't get any sleep last night.
Oh, my.
Your Honor, with your permission, I'll put Mr. Gildersleeve on the stand first.
Go ahead, Mr. Wills. Swear in the witness belt.
You solemnly swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth, help you?
I do.
Well, do you or don't you speak up?
I do.
That voice is very familiar. Turn around, Mr. Oh, so it's you.
Yes. Hello, Judge.
Wills?
Yes, Your Honor.
I will examine this man's qualifications, if you don't mind.
I don't, Your Honor.
But I do.
Silence. Now then, Gildersleeve, what do you do for a living?
I make girdles, Your Honor.
Order in the court. Order in the court. Order in the court. Order.
Order.
And you, Gildersleeve, any more cheap humor and I'll judge you in contempt.
But it's true, Your Honor. I'm the president of the Gildersleeve Girdle Company.
Uncle Mort, tell him the truth. He doesn't make girdles, Judge.
And what does he do?
Steel foundations.
I bet he would, too. Now, no more interruptions, my boy. Remember, this is a courtroom. You realize who I am, of course.
Sure, you're a bow-legged little tin god.
Yeah.
What?
Now, Leroy!
But you just said so yourself, Uncle Mort.
Oh, you did.
Just a little joke, Your Honor. You know how I kid.
I know. Well, I'm going to ask you a plain question, and I want a plain answer. What business are you in?
Well, I... Leroy, would you mind going out into the hall and get me some ice water?
One moment. Who's running this court, you or I?
Better not get Uncle Mort mad, Judge. Last night he threw a whole bucket of water on a guy in the berth under him.
Oh, my, here we go again.
He did he?
Yeah, and this poor sap woke up and thought it was raining.
Oh.
You ought to hear Uncle Mort tell him.
Thanks, I will. Let's hear all about it, Uncle Mort.
What, Judge? Judge Hooker. It's after 5 o'clock. This poor man's been on the witness stand all day.
All right. One more question, and I'll hand down my decision. Mr. Gildersleeve, what makes you think that you have executive ability?
Well, I have a large staff of my own, and through years of experience, I know the proper relationship between employer and employee.
Your Honor.
Yes, Mr. Wells?
Our firm has thoroughly investigated Mr. Gildersleeve, and we're satisfied as to his qualifications.
Mr. Wells, I have great respect for you and your associates. That is probably the only reason why I'm going to grant your petition.
Hooray!
However, in order to protect these children from their own misguided enthusiasm, I'm going to require this Gildersleeve to report to me every single week.
But, Your Honor...
He must get an okay for every cent that he spends.
But, Judge...
And I will require him to post a bond of $50,000 in cash.
Now, see here, Hooker. I won't stand for this. I'll resign.
Quiet. Gildersleeve, I never sent for you. You came here begging for this job. To quote from Broadby versus Union Buggy Corporation, Civil Code of Nebraska, you made your bed and you can't lie out of it.
But my business in Wistful Vista.
You remain here and make this estate pay or go to jail for contempt.
Now, wait a minute. I'm not going to...
Court is adjourned.
I'll kill that old goat. Ted, we've got to do something about this. Do you realize that a $50,000 bond would not only take every cent of my ready cash, but also means a mortgage on my Gordon Works?
Gee, I'm sorry about how the whole thing went, Mr. Gildersleeve.
Well, maybe if we went into the judge's chambers, we could persuade him to lower the bond, Overmore.
Sure, just let me talk to him.
Young man, you've talked enough for one day.
Well, how about it, Ted?
Well, it won't hurt to try. Come on.
Yeah.
Come in.
Excuse us, Judge Hooker. You remember me, don't you? I thought perhaps maybe we could possibly get that little cash bond reduced.
I don't see why I should have...
If you spoke to somebody who'd known me for a long time, they might convince you that I'm not such a bad fellow.
Oh, that would be fine, Uncle Moore. Who could the judge talk to?
Why, the president of the Wistful Vista Chamber of Commerce. He's my next-door neighbor, too. A chap named Fibber McGee. We can call him long distance, Your Honor.
Yes, I see, Mr. McGee. Yes, I'm glad you put me straight on that.
Yes, I knew my little chum would set me in right.
That's a very good point.
Leroy, I want you to meet McGee one of these days. There's one of nature's noblemen.
I guess you've made up my mind for me, Fibber.
Fibber.
Hold the phone a second, I'll tell him. Gildersleeve.
Yes, Judge?
Gildersleeve, I've decided to rescind that $50,000 bond.
I knew that would happen if you spoke to my little pal.
Yes, after talking to McGee, I'm going to make that bond $100,000.
What? Give me that telephone. Hello? You're a hard man, McGee.
What are you going to do now?
By George, Leroy, I'm going to show that judge I can run that estate, or my name won't be Throckmorton P. Gildersleeve.
You bet it won't, Uncle Mort. You won't even have a name.
Yeah, no. I'll just have a number. Good night, folks.
Getting his character into the groove of its own series. That indeed was Harold Perry in the debut episode of The Great Gildersleeve from the final day of August 1941. It was the beginning of a 16-year radio run for that program, although for the final 7 seasons, Perry sounded like Willard Waterman would play Gildy. By relocating to Summerfield, Throckmorton P. Gildersleeve would leave behind his old occupation, running his own company, Gildersleeve's Girdle Works, and an often-mentioned wife simply disappeared, never to be explained. Instead, he would become an eligible and often over-enthusiastic bachelor, serving as the legal guardian for his late sister's orphan kids. Hey, I'm Greg Bell, and as I mentioned earlier, Fibber McGee and Molly didn't start its 1941-42 radio season until about a month after The Great Gildersleeve debuted. So Perry as Gildy had to once again relive his departure from Wistful Vista. We'll have that very episode here on When Radio Was right after this break.
Good evening, friends of the creaking door. This is your host to welcome you again into the inner sanctum. Come in. Come on in, please. And will you excuse me while I scrape the mud off my hands? Got them dirty in the cemetery, digging up a plot for you.
Radio Spirits delivers you into the dark for 16 terrifying tales of suspense and the supernatural with their 8-CD Inner Sanctum Shadows of Death collection.
John. John, it's an open grave. Freshly dug.
Yes, Betty. It was just dug tonight.
But who is it for?
Betty, darling. I'm afraid it's for you.
Inner Sanctum Shadows of Death is regularly $31.95. But today, When Radio Was listeners can order it for just $19.95. That's more than 35% off. Plus, get free shipping. Get your copy at radiospirits.com or call 800-833-4248 and use offer code FEAR77.
Just a moment. Don't settle back in your chair. You're going for a ride. Ready?
We hope you're ready. The time to place your order is now.
Right now. Right now. You're frightened?
Don't get scared. Yet. Get Inner Sanctum Shadows of Death today at radiospirits.com or call 800-833-4248 and use offer code FEAR77.
Until then, good night. Pleasant dreams.
Are you scared yet? You should be. This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
A fun and exciting way to catch bass is on Topwater Lures. We will share tips for catching bass this way right after this message.
For over 20 years, Higdon Outdoors has made the best waterfowl decoys in the business. Now they bring that same tradition of painstaking research and development into the world of turkey hunting. Introducing Higdon's new lineup of hard-bodied decoys. Ultra-lightweight and versatile, these decoys have it all. Realistic, high-contrast paint schemes and XHD hyper-feathering detail for each individual feather. And Higdon's Apex stake system delivers natural movement in all conditions. Get real this turkey season with Higdon Outdoors.
Catching bass on topwater lures is very effective in low-light conditions, like early in the day or later in the evening. The wind dies down and the fish are actively feeding. When a bass hits your frog, buzzbait, walking bait, or popper, make sure you feel the fish before you set the hook. To learn more, go to drawntowildlife.com where the seasons never end.
Welcome back to When Radio Was. I'm your host, Greg Bell, and right now we begin an episode of Fibber McGee and Molly. This example not only features the McGee's return from a summer vacation, but will also mark the departure of cast member Harold Perry, as he had 1 month earlier launched his own comedy program, The Great Gildersleeve. Joining stars Jim and Marion Jordan in this first half will be Isabel Randolph as Mrs. Uppington. It's from September 30th. 1941.
The Johnson Wax Program with Fibber McGee and Molly. The makers of Johnson's Wax and Johnson's self-polishing glow coat welcome 30 new stations to their network tonight as they present Fibber McGee and Molly with songs by the petite and glamorous Martha Tilton, the top-ranking King's Men, and the music of Billy Mills. All good things, even vacations, must come to an end. And a good thing, too, because a bank account is a good thing, too. And two people we know were coming to the end of that, too. And here, just arriving home at 79 Wistful Vista, we find, for the first time in 13 weeks, those travel-weary, train-tired, ship-shapeless, map-happy homecomers, Fibber McGee and Molly.
Heavenly days. Isn't it wonderful to be home again, McGee?
Ah, home.
A four-letter word meaning no tipping. I can hardly wait to see everybody. Tell them about Alaska and the big bear I shot. I'll knock them dead.
My, doesn't the house look good?
Yeah.
Uncle Dennis must have taken wonderful care of it whilst we were gone.
Yeah? I'll bet he's got the house full of flies.
Why, it's too late in the year for flies.
Not for bar flies. I wonder if he's home.
Well, I'll see. You, Uncle Dennis, it's Molly and Fibber. We're home. Yoo-hoo, Uncle Dennis. Maybe he's out.
He may be away, but he ain't out. That guy can hold more than
McGee.
Any...
McGee. Now, will you please stop talking that way about me, Uncle Dennis? He's every inch a gentleman.
He is? Remind me to measure him next time he falls down. Well, I'll have to admit he's got everything in pretty good order around here. Ah, boy. Let me sit down on my old easy chair a minute.
There you are.
Paul shot a bar. Thank goodness we only have to take one vacation a year. Sure tires you out, don't it?
Yes, but it's been a wonderful trip. You've learned all about salmon fishing, bear hunting, and underwater photography.
Huh? What do you mean, underwater photography?
You mean it was accidental when you fell out of the canoe with a movie camera? Oh, dear, look out the window and see who it is, McGee.
Oh, it's Mrs. Uppington. Come in, Uppy.
How do you do, Abigail? My, it's nice to see you again.
How do you do, my dear? And Mr. McGee.
Hi, Uppy. I'm glad to see even you. How's the world been treating you? Seldom?
Have you had a nice summer, Abigail?
Oh, delightful, Mr. McGee, simply delightful. I've spent the summer singing for the boys in the army camps. Oh, but tell me, where have you been and what have you been doing?
Well, sir, Abby, we drove to Seattle and took a boat to Alaska. Wonderful country, too. It's the...
Oh, my, how those soldiers did appreciate my singing. I was on the program with another lady singer, you know, and they simply wouldn't let me leave the platform. They kept shouting, more, more, give us more.
Oh, well, that must have made the other singer feel fine. Who was she?
Grace Moore, I believe.
Well, let me tell you about Alaska, Uppy. It's a beautiful country. You ain't seen anything till you've seen the first rays of the Arctic sun glinting on the icy waters of Ketchikan Creek with...
Oh, you must tell me all about it, Mr. McGee. Sometime. But now I simply must be going. I must let nothing interfere with my work for the boys. Oh, did I ever show you the lovely letter of appreciation I received from the White House for my work in a previous national emergency?
Yes, you did, Abigail. And I must say it was real thoughtful of President Lincoln to do it.
Yes, indeed it was. I beg your pardon. It was President Wilson. Goodbye.
Wow. If I'd have been you, Molly, I wouldn't have been quite so...
I almost forgot. Welcome home.
Folks, we're happy to welcome to our show tonight that sensational young songstress, Martha Tilton. Martha?
You will shout when it hits you, yes, indeed. You will shout when it hits you, yes, indeed. When the Spirit moves you, you shout hallelujah. Oh, you'll holler, yes, indeed. Can you play sweet music?
Yes, indeed.
I mean that really sweet music.
Yes, indeed.
Yes, indeed. It's sweet as sugar candy. Yes, indeed. Can you play hard music?
Yes, indeed.
I mean that extra hard music.
Yes, indeed.
Yes, indeed. It's hotter than a blacksmith's apron. Yes, indeed. When the band starts playing, that is all you need. And you find yourself swaying. Yes, indeed. When the boys start swinging and forget to read, you will find yourself singing. Yes, indeed, you will
listening to Fibber McGee and Molly. We'll be right back with more after this short break.
At Orchard Nutrition Center, we strive to be the gatekeepers of 100% organically grown produce. Our goal is to provide you and your family with produce that is fresh from the farm and pure 100% organically grown. Orchard Nutrition Center, Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment and business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than mainstream media soundbites.
We'll bring you experts on politics, national security, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join us every Sunday from noon until 2. We the People Radio here at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Getting into college doesn't happen magically. You have to take the right classes now, like Algebra 2, Biology, and a Foreign Language. Learn more at knowhowtogo.org.
Brought to you by the American Council on Education, Lumina Foundation for Education, and the Ad Council.
You're listening to Fibber McGee and Molly. This is When Radio Was.
Well, you'll have to admit, McGee, Uncle Dennis has kept the house in apple pie order.
He would. He knows I don't like apple pie. Is he home?
Yes, he's taking a nap.
What's that?
I told you. Uncle Dennis is taking a nap.
Yeah, but what's that noise?
It's a woodpecker. He sleeps like a log.
Yes, indeed. By the way, I wonder if that taxidermist in Seattle has sent me that bearskin yet.
Oh, it's too soon, dearie. Takes a little time to cure it, you know.
Not when I shoot them. When McGee draws a bead on them, bang. They're cured of whatever troubles they ever had.
Come in.
Well, well, well. Billy Mill.
Hello, Billy. My, it's nice to see you again.
Hello, kids. Welcome home.
Thanks, Billy. And what kind of a summer did you have?
Swell, babe. Very groovy. You mean gravy? No, groovy, in the groove.
Oh. Have you the same bunch of nice boys in your band this year, Billy?
Yeah, all but my scribble player. Had to let him go.
Why, Bill?
You know what a scribble is?
No.
Neither did he, neither did I, so I had to let him go. Well, we went up to Alaska, Billy. Great country, too. Yeah, I've heard of it. Up that way, isn't it? Yeah, you ought to run up there sometime, Billy. Boy, if you could ever get a load of the first rays of the Arctic sun glinting on the icy waters of Ketchikan Creek, Alaska.
Say, maybe my secretary would know what a scribble is.
Alaska.
I'll ask her myself. See you later, babe. So long, Skip.
Alaska myself. If that ain't the worst pun...
Well, he couldn't help it. He just reads what's rotten.
You mean written.
I know what I mean. All the time we have... Oh, Mr. Wilcox.
Hi, Harlow. Welcome home. Or no, you're supposed to say that.
All right, welcome home. Have a nice trip.
Simply grand, Mr. Wilcox. Did you know we went to Alaska?
Yes, I heard about it. Have fun?
I'll say. Paul shot a bar.
He did?
Yes, sir.
Gee.
7 feet, 3 inches from Beezer to Bustle, too. Ah, that's a great country, Harlow. If you could ever see the first rays of the Arctic sun glinting on the icy waters of Ketchikan Creek...
I had a great time myself this summer, right here in Wistful Vista.
You did?
Yeah. Boy, if you could only see the beauty as I do, in the first rays of the Wistful Vista sunshine glinting on the lovely surface of a freshly glow-coated linoleum, bringing out new life to the pattern and coloring and protecting it from scuffing and cracking... You wouldn't have to go to Alaska.
Yes, but you can't shoot bear in somebody's kitchen.
He doesn't shoot bear. He shoots the...
McGee!
Incidentally, Molly, you'll have to give me partial credit for your house being so well kept while you were away.
Why, Uncle Harlow? Asked little Fibber, with a mischievous twinkle in his merry blue eyes, because he knew darn well what was in store for all his little radio friends.
Well, I stopped by and gave Uncle Dennis a lecture on the value of Johnson's glow coat in the home.
Oh.
I made him set down his tray of ice cubes and really listen. Look, Dennis, I said, Molly took great care in selecting that linoleum, and you've got to take good care of it. How, he says, putting the corkscrew back in his pocket. With glow coat, I said, it shines as it dries in 20 minutes or less, and dirt and dust wipe right off. Well... That was the story, and now I've got to be getting along, folks. Say, I'm glad you're back.
Hey, wait a minute, Harlow. I want to tell you about Alaska. It's the most wonderful...
Wait a minute. Have you told anybody else about it?
No, he hasn't, Mr. Wilcox.
Why?
Then don't tell me. You know, I can't keep a secret.
And that was the first half of the Fibber, McGee, and Molly episode from September 30th, 1941. The very one which marked the departure of longtime cast member Harold Perry. The second half not only features Perry as Gildersleeve, but we'll also have Bill Thompson as both Wallace Wimple and Oldtimer. And Molly actress Marion Jordan will play the little girl, Teenie. That all is at the beginning of our next show. I'm Greg Bell, and as you just heard, the McGees spent their summer vacation in Alaska, which at the time was still 18 years away from becoming the nation's 49th state. But not long after that broadcast, though, Alaska became quite important to the defense of the United States during World War II. I'll provide the details and wrap up when radio was right after this.
They told me he was bad.
Moving and grooving with MusicRewind.com and 160 girl group classics, a 4-CD collection of chart-topping hits from the best girl groups of the 60s. Enjoy the original recordings of some of the biggest female groups from the 60s, such as the Shirelles, the Chantels, the Angels, the Cookies, the Supremes, the iCats, and many more. Go to MusicRewind.com or call 800-206-5002 now to get 160s girl group classics and pay only $22.98. A great deal for this 4-CD set. Plus, get reduced shipping by using promo code GIRLS33. That's MusicRewind.com or call 800-206-5002. Don't forget promo code GIRLS33. This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
From Hollywood, it's time now for...
Johnny Dollar.
Pat McCracken, Johnny, Universal Adjustment Bureau.
Oh, hi, Pat. What's on your mind?
At the moment, you.
Huh?
Johnny Dollar is also on our mind during the Dog Days of Summer sale at Radiospirits.com. Join America's fabulous freelance insurance investigator as he faces fraud and fatalities, all at half price.
I don't know if I can stand the shock. Come clean. What's the problem?
Only problem you have is this offer won't last forever. So hurry. Get to Radiospirits.com or call 800-833-4248 to save 50% on all yours truly Johnny Dollar CD collections now. Use offer code Johnny50 to pay half price. That's Johnny50 at Radiospirits.com or call 800-833-4248 to get 50% off every Johnny Dollar CD box set today. This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Helen Kriebel.
Most of us remember our childhood best friend. The bonds we develop early in life teach us the value of friendship, and many of those bonds last a lifetime. Yet there is a debate in many American schools about banning the very concept of best friends. Some say it is exclusionary and mean, that it leads to cliques for some, while leaving others out. But the truth is that having good friends matters, and the ability to build relationships is vital to success. Schools cannot change human nature. Is it really their job to dictate social relationships or to worry about who likes whom? Kids need to make friends. That's healthy. And it's just not that complicated.
For more, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
Welcome back. Before we took a break, I was talking about Alaska, which at the time of the fall 1941 Fibber, McGee, and Molly episode we just played, was still 18 years away from becoming a state. Now, that doesn't mean the territory was not vital to the United States, though, during World War II. By the end of September of 1941, Alaska's military population was 35,000 soldiers, up from just 1,000 troops just 18 months earlier. To supply those military installations, the United States not only built multiple airfields, but commissioned the building of the Alaska Highway, which connected existing roads in northern Alberta, Canada, to Anchorage and Fairbanks. The war itself came to Alaska in June of 1942 as Japanese aircraft bombed Dutch Harbor and their troops occupied the islands of Attu and Kiska in the Aleutian Islands. It was the first invasion of United States soil by an occupying army since the War of 1812. Well, I'm Greg Bell, and that'll do it this time around, but be sure to visit us at the website, winradiowas.com. Until next time, I bid you farewell.